Blog Talk Radio. beautiful, sexy, Eve. 1, 2, 3.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Yeah. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Which one of y'all
let it shine? Let it shine.
I like to give a big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate.
My band, sexual chocolate. Nigga be hurt for life, hoe be hurt for life. Nigga be hurt, she don't die for real. She just hate niggas for life. Hurt people. Can't you see? Boy, the program is from the project. Since the project to stop your progress, keep you obsessed with fancy objects, to crack your third eye, it's the process. It's the hot mess out here for a melanated nigga. I say meditating, nigga.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Big round thoughts in my band. Sexual chocolate.
Yeah, damn, homie, I invoke the dead homies on the other side to bring this shit back alive. No one really died. You sound hurt, all you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. 7 circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let your soul go.
Let it shine, let it shine.
Like which one of y'all gon'
My ladies, make it clap.
Why you clapping move?
Make it clap, clap, clapping, clapping,
clapping.
If you feel it in your soul, make it clap.
Why you clapping move?
All my ladies, make it clap.
Hi, everyone. Can everyone hear me all the way in the back? Okay. Thank you very much for coming here today and having us in Connecticut. It's really, really fun to come out here, see you all. for those that are not familiar at all with Bashar and or channeling in general, one way to sort of look at it is it's really just an altered state that just about everyone can do and often does in their own lives from time to time, although they use it in different ways. The channeling state is similar to when you do something that you love to do and you get lost in it so deeply that you don't pay attention to the passage of time, the singer that's lost in the song, the artist that's lost in the painting, the actor that becomes the role. In a sense, that's a channeling state, and in that state you apparently can access all sorts of different levels of your own consciousness, or perhaps even, in this case, potentially other consciousnesses. But what we always like to say in this is, you know, Bashar comes through and presents himself as an extraterrestrial consciousness, and this is theoretically a telepathic link-up between us. He's not speaking English, he's just sending thoughts. It gets translated into the language that I've been raised to understand, which is English. We've seen him come through other people in other countries, and of course in that case it's recognizable as the same personality, but it comes out in the language that they were raised to understand. But bottom line is, you don't really have to believe that Bashar is who he says he is to get benefit out of this. The main purpose of bringing the information through is that it seems to have the ability to really help people make deep changes in their lives, and that's the reason we keep on doing it, because we keep getting feedback from people that it does make differences in their lives, it does seem to work when they apply it. And so for that reason, we let it come through however it needs to come through, and if Bashar is who he says he is, perhaps someday we'll meet him face to face. Until then, it's the information that really is more important. So by all means, use it if it works for you. If not, you'll get what you need somewhere else. But I think you'll have a lot of fun with him. The more fun you have with him, the more fun he'll have with you. And when you do ask your questions, just be direct. Just talk to him like you would talk with anyone. And as April suggested, it's good in a workshop of this nature to sort of try and focus the questions on the subject at hand, which is changing core beliefs. Get deeply involved with him as to, you know, how you want this material to work for you. So this is your opportunity to interact with him in that way. Does everyone have the diagrams? Because that's going to be important through the workshop, so make sure you do have the diagrams. And other than that, have a good time. And I'll see you all later.
Say good day to you, this day of your time. How are you all? Oh, why, thank you. First of all, we would like to thank each and every one of you, individually and all of you together collectively, for your willingness to co-create this interaction, allow us to create this transmission of information to you in this way at this time. Each and every time your civilization allows our civilization to interact with you in this way, it affords us an opportunity to experience through you another facet of the multidimensional crystal of all that is of creation. And this, to us, is a gift. We get to experience through your perspectives, through your understanding, a different way that creation has of expressing and experiencing itself. And it expands our understanding, therefore, of the ways that creation has to express itself, and increases everyone's ability to understand that much more clearly what creation can be, what creation is all about. You, as a unique expression of creation, are equal to every other expression of creation. But of course, you are unique. Your world has a certain kind of overall experience of reality. You have a different kind of experience of physical reality than any other world that might also have chosen to experience physical reality. And the uniqueness of your experience of physical reality is one of the reasons why our civilization and others are very interested in what is going on your planet at this time, because you are going through great transformations of consciousness, great transformations of understanding expansion and awareness that bring you to a point where you are beginning to remember who and what you are more and more as an aspect of the infinite, as an aspect of a multidimensional creation. And so that memory that is now coming back to you after generations and generations of forgetfulness is what is resulting in your age of awareness, age of transition, age of transformation, what you call your new age on your planet. This remembering thus means that you're not really learning anything new. You are simply recalling what it is as a spirit you have always known. Now is the time on your planet when this is possible, when it is more available to more of you than it has ever been before in your history for a long time, as you count time to exist. In experiencing your physiological reality, one that has imposed upon itself a great degree of limitation, a great degree of forgetfulness, a great degree of the experience of disconnection from the infinite, you have created a very unique experience of learning to discover the light coming out of great darkness. And this is a very powerful thing to have chosen. One of the reasons why many beings are so interested in observing what is going on your planet today with regard to the transition and transformation of awareness is that you have imposed upon yourself in the past such great degree of limitation, and yet still manage to arrive at a point out of all of that forgetfulness where you are now remembering that you are beings of light. And the ability to do that is an indication of how strong you are, and also to other beings that may be going through their own transitions and transformations in other civilizations, seeing in you your ability to find the light even after having imposed such a great darkness and limitation and forgetfulness upon yourself means that nothing is impossible. If you can do it, anyone can do it. So you are great teachers in that sense for all beings in creation. And you are great teachers of yourselves to pull yourself through that kind of experience. And we are deeply appreciative and grateful for your willingness to experience that and create for yourself a unique manifestation of self-discovery and reawakening. In the creation of this unique experience of disconnection and experience of forgetfulness, you have created, as a way of experiencing physical reality, unique personality structures. A personality structure is composed primarily of three main components. You clothe yourself in this personality as a spirit. You take on this mask called personality. And it is basically composed of the ideas of beliefs and definitions, emotions, feelings, and thirdly, of thoughts and actions, behavior, if you will. These three components form what you recognize as your physical persona, your physical self, physical personality, how you identify yourselves as physical beings through your personality. But these personalities are artificial constructs, in a sense, created by you in order to experience the idea of space-time, of physical reality, of creation in a temporal matrix, in a space-time continuum idea. In other words, as spirit, things can manifest instantaneously. But spirit, things can manifest instantaneously. But as physical beings, you can actually observe and experience the process of creation itself. And so, in order to have that experience, you get into your personality diving suit, and you dive deep down into physical materiality, crystallizing your idea of yourselves into solid matter. And by creating this personality, you can thus then experience the concept called physical reality.
always maintaining, of course, a link back to your spiritual self, your higher self, your oversoul self. Now, when you create this physical personality, when you crystallize this physical persona, it will, of course, take on the attributes in general of the general agreement and contracts you have all agreed to abide by, generally speaking, for the idea of the experience and exploration of physical reality. And when those physical personas are crystallized, are solidified, they take on certain attributes, certain patterns that represent the idea of the physical reality you have agreed to explore. And in taking on those attributes and taking on those patterns, such as self-imposed limitations, the concept of forgetfulness, the experience of disconnection, experiences of emotionality, of thoughts, and physiological behavior, when you take those on, it can create experiences that will lead you through processes that bring you back, always will bring you back to yourself, to an awareness and an awakening to your true self. But in that process, because by definition it may contain elements of forgetfulness, so that you can explore physical reality in the unique way you have chosen to, there may be moments that are experienced as difficult, painful, fearful, doubtful. And so, this interaction, this day of your time, is designed specifically to aid and assist you in this journey, in this process you have chosen for yourself called physical life, to let you know that it does not have to be experienced in a painful way, that you can still face all your challenges, that you can still explore all your themes, all the ideas you wished to learn, all the lessons you desired to learn, you chose to learn as a spirit, as a soul, by exploring physical reality, but experience those things, learn those lessons, face those challenges in an exciting way rather than a painful way. That you can transform the darkest dark into the brightest light. That you have the ability to do that even in your forgetfulness. You still have the ability. And that you have created for yourself a family of guides, a family of soul friends, such as ourselves and others, that are always willing to remind you who you really are and give you suggestions for what tools may assist you in your self-chosen journey of self-discovery, so that it can be recognized now, at this time on your planet, as something that can generate excitement, so that you can face the challenges of the unraveling and revealing of yourself in a way that is constructive and creative and loving and beneficial to yourself and all concerned, so that your lives can now become ecstatic explosions of synchronicity and manifestation. All this is possible and always has been, but you have, in creating self-imposed limitations, self-imposed forgetfulness, self-imposed experiences of disconnection from the all, you have created also a forgetfulness that it has always been available to you. And we, and others, and yourselves, are now capable of working together to remind you, to remember, to literally remember who you are, to put yourselves back together instead of experiencing yourselves in a fragmented way. You can still experience physical reality, but you don't have to experience it to the degree of segregation and fragmentation and separation and disconnection that you have experienced for thousands of years on your planet. You are free to be free at this time. Free to be more of who you really are. Now, when we talk about the idea of disconnection, pay attention to the fact that what we are actually saying is the experience of disconnection. Because you can never really be disconnected from all that is. You are a part of all that is. That can never change. You are what is. You can never be outside because there is no outside. You can never be really disconnected because everything is actually one thing, expressing itself and experiencing itself as a multitude of things within it. But every separate thing, every person, place, and thing, every separate idea, everything that appears to be separate, only appears to be so. It is an illusion of separation that you use as a tool to experience physical reality, the idea called physical reality. But there is no physical reality outside of you. It is all, in that sense, a projection from you, through you. And thus then, as you go into this new age of awareness, you begin to awaken more and more every day in every way to the fact that there is no real separation between what you appear to experience around you and who you are within. And as you change yourself, you see what is around you change in the same way that as you look into a glass mirror, you see the reflection back of whatever is actually on your face, be it a frown or a smile. But remember, the reflection in the mirror will not change, cannot change, until you decide to either smile or frown first. But when you do, the reflection will have no choice but to make built-in meaning automatically. All situations, circumstances, things in life are neutral, devoid of any particular built-in meaning. They are neutral props, symbols. You give them the meaning, either automatically, unconsciously, or intentionally, by choice. And the meaning you put, the meaning you assign to any given situation, circumstance, person, place, or thing, utterly and completely determines the effect you get from that situation, circumstance, person, place, or thing. They are devoid of meaning so that you are capable of being the creator of your reality and deciding and choosing what meaning to give those circumstances and thus determining what effect you get from the circumstance, no matter how it looks. The same circumstance can give you a positive or a negative effect, a positive or a negative experience. If you learn to put positive meaning into a circumstance for you, if your relationship to that circumstance is defined by you as positive, you will only get a positive effect from it regardless of what anyone else's intention in that situation might be toward you. This is the third law of creation. What you put out is what you get back. Again, like the mirror, if you frown, you cannot see a smile in the reflection. If you smile, you cannot see a frown. If you learn that life is basically meaningless, so that it's up to you with your free will, your choice, your freedom to choose, so that you put the meaning into it that serves you best, then you will understand that being meaningless is the greatest gift life could give you, so that you can determine how you will experience life with your capacity to be a co-creator with all that is, to define your reality in a way that makes it uniquely your own, so that you can experience reality in the way you prefer to, in a way that you believe is aligned with your true self. And in so doing, magically and miraculously and effortlessly find yourself in a life of harmony, creativity, love, synchronicity, and recognize at that moment then that that is the way life can be if you define it as such. And this brings us to the core issue at hand. Physical reality is the product, utterly, of your core belief, your core definition. What you have been taught to believe is true, is possible for you. What you have been taught to define your relationship to life as. Now, we understand, as we said before, that when you adopt the physical persona, you may, in some ways, unknowingly adopt certain kinds of ideas, certain kinds of definitions and concepts that will bring about a kind of fog of forgetfulness once you're in physical reality and not allow you to remember that you chose that reality, number one. And number two, may allow you to harbor some of the definitions and beliefs that create your reality in an unconscious way, so that you may not even be in touch with the fact of how it is that the things that are going on in your life are occurring. But you see, this is the definition of a belief. A belief must be self-sustaining in order for you to actually have an experience in reality of that belief. And that's why many times it's very difficult to adopt a new belief or to even know there is another belief to adopt, is because every belief, in some sense, is exclusive of every other belief, so that you can focus on the reality that belief is designed to generate, to the exclusion of any other interference from any other reality, any other perspective, or any other idea. However, knowing this is a belief unto itself as well. And when you finally get to the point of realization that there can be such a thing as a belief in other beliefs, and a belief in an ability to change from one belief to another, then you have discovered the key that unlocks you from any particular belief and allows you to experience beliefs in a conscious way and experience your reality and your life in an aware manner that allows you the flexibility and the freedom to choose what kind of reality you will experience based on the knowledge and the certainty that as you get in touch with what you believe that is creating your reality, you can easily get in touch with other beliefs and you can replace the belief you don't prefer with one that you do and thus generate a reality that is more in alignment with your preference. This is all simple physics. That's all it is. It's all energy in motion. It's all vibration. And whatever vibration you give off utterly determines the kind of experience you will get in physical reality, because there is no physical reality aside from what you believe it to be. That's what physical reality is. Even many of your own scientists, your quantum physicists, are now beginning to realize that there is no outside, external physical reality that is different or apart from or separate from what it is you choose to observe about it. Paradoxical? Yes. But that's all right. When you're working with paradox, you're truly working with the core power of your being. That's what paradox tells you. When things seem totally opposite, mutually exclusive, and yet you have both of them at the same time creating a paradox, what that tells you is both of those apparently mutually opposite and exclusive things still must generate from somewhere within you, somewhere in the center. They both issue from the same place. And when you can see them both equally and experience the idea called paradox, then what that tells you is you're sitting squarely at the center of your being and capable of observing both sides and thus bringing both sides into absolute balance. So work with paradox. Paradox is your friend. Paradox lets you know you are where you need to be. You are finally realizing and becoming aware of the fact that you are creating the polarity, that you are creating the dichotomy, that you are in charge of that experience, that it's coming through you, from you. Belief. Getting in touch with belief. Getting in touch with definitions that then generate your reality is what it is all about, because that's the first component. Look at it this way. Look at this analogy. Building a house on your planet, requires a design, a blueprint, to let you know what the house ought to look like. It requires builders to build the house. And it requires building materials. So, your belief systems, your definitions, are like the blueprints. Your emotions are like the builders of the house. And your thoughts and behaviors are like the building materials. So if you have a blueprint, if you have a belief, if you have a definition that isn't quite drawn right, looks a little crooked, looks a little wonky, looks a little out of phase, out of step, you cannot expect the builders to then understand how to build the house properly, and you cannot necessarily expect them to use building materials that are of high quality if they're not getting an accurate blueprint of what it is they need to use to begin with. So if you are using belief systems that are out of alignment with your true self, then the emotions and the energy that comes to you that takes the belief and manifests it into physical reality, thoughts and behaviors, are going to only be able to take their cue from the original blueprint. And the quality of those building materials and the energy of those builders are only going to be capable of building a house that might lean to one side or fall down relatively quickly and come apart at the seams. When that happens, do what every builder does. Go back to the original blueprint and say, are the specs on the blueprint what they need to be?
You make a choice, you will orient into it. As soon as you make a choice and act on it. Are you doing what excites you the most in life?
Yes. Somewhat.
Yes. Somewhat.
Well, I thought that perhaps, with you having the hotline...
Me?
Yes. Well,
you have one too, you know.
I know, but there's some interference on my line, obviously.
Obviously? It is not obvious at all to me.
Well, then... I guess I'm just not getting the messages clearly to assist in my getting out of the upheaval that I seem to be going
upheaval.
Through. With decisions and activities in my life, there doesn't seem to be a sense of direction.
Are you doing at any given moment the thing that excites you the most that you're capable of doing at that moment? Or are you waiting for something better to come along before you act?
Well,
are you invalidating the things that excite you in the moment because they seem, in that sense, frivolous? And not connected to the things you think you want to do on the surface?
Well, I seem to have an MO of doing too much in life at times, so I'm trying to pull back from that and allow more.
What do you want to do? What is the thing that excites you the most? And are you doing all these other things because you don't believe you can do the thing that excites you? And you feel you have to do a lot of busy work in order to get yourself to a point where you can do the thing that excites you? Does something excite you?
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, there's a move that I want to do to the west side of town.
All right.
Okay? And there seems to be a lot of activity that's getting me nowhere with that.
Why do you want to move?
Because I don't like where I'm living.
All right. What do you want to do in life? What excites you? Besides the idea of the move.
Well, my career excites me.
Well, thank you. Which excites you more, the career or the move?
Well, the career.
Well, then,
yes.
Why are you focused on the move, which is only one of the details that will fall into place automatically when you act upon the thing that excites you the most?
Well, you see, that's what I don't have a lot of trust in, because I don't think pursuing
trust.
My career is going to bring that about.
Why not? Why not?
I just don't see it that way.
Why not? May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you like to see it that way?
Sure.
Then see it that way.
Okay.
Believing is seeing. Not the other way around. You have to believe it before you will see it. But if you believe it, you will see it. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't there any kind of even mini manifestations that can happen along the way to give the faith
Yes, in a sense there are, but again, they also take believing is seeing. You have to take the first step before you see a change in scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't move, nothing will change around you, apparently. You will stay, quote-unquote, where you have always been until you take the first step.
But I am changing my belief system.
All right.
Okay.
But you have already expressed a reluctance to trust that you can change it as quickly as you wish to. Not believing or not willing to believe that if you simply act upon what excites you the most, that all the other details will take care of themselves automatically to allow you to continue to do what excites you the most. If doing what excites you the most requires that you be in a living situation that allows you to be happier than where you are now, then it will automatically have to be attracted into your life. Otherwise, you won't be able to do what excites you the most. And that won't happen that way. Act upon whatever you are capable of acting on in what excites you the most, and all the details and circumstances and situations and relationships that have to be there to support you in what excites you the most will come to you. And then all you have to do is act on them when they come, because you'll recognize them when they come, and it won't be a difficult decision. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Yeah, I guess I was just sensing some blockage, and I thought you might be able to...
But blockage is only unwillingness to move in the direction that is actually most obvious.
Mm-hmm.
That is all a blockage is. It is lack of trust. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is all a blockage is. None of you ever have any real blocks. It is simply a lack of willingness to believe that what you really know is what you really know. Plain and simple. You are more willing to complicate it and say, well, there must be something here I'm missing. It can't be that easy. It can't be that simple. It can't work together. It can't dovetail in. One thing doesn't fit into another. It doesn't appear to be connected. I can't do this and automatically have that. Why not? Why not? Why not? All these things that you are saying are merely assumptions. They are merely beliefs you have been taught. They have no more fundamental reality or solidity than anything else. You can decide what system of interconnected creative reality you prefer to believe in, and that's the one that will work for you. All beliefs generate their own self-perpetuating systems of support. That's why they are all true. They're all real. They all work. It is simply that when individuals upon your planet in the past have found that one particular system works for them, they create the assumption that therefore that's the only system that works, forgetting completely that before they found that system, another system worked for them just as well. And realizing then that all systems work when you believe in them, you can then appreciate the fact that different systems are simply different expressions of the same one all that is, manifesting itself in all the different ways that it can. So when you define definitions, when you define the system you prefer and act like you believe it will work just as validly as any other system you have lived in, that you have created, it will work for you just as strongly as any other system. And you don't have to say, well, the other systems haven't worked for me. Yes, they have. Because what you get with a negative belief is a negative working system. So when you say, well, I don't believe I'm capable of this, or I believe this will not happen, that's what you get. Something that does not work, that does not happen. You get an absolute 100% reflection of what you believe in most strongly. So when you change your belief, you will change the apparatus, the mechanism by which you create your reality, and you will get that feedback. I guarantee it. Yes, I know it's a matter of trust, but if you know it's a matter of trust, then simply saying it's a matter of trust and not acting as if you believe that, then is simply an excuse. Because if you know you have a habit, it's no longer a habit. It's just an excuse. Understand?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. What is not clear?
Well, I guess I am changing my belief system,
yes,
and I
you
still
are.
Don't see the manifestation thereof.
Don't put an expectation in the way you think you ought to see it.
Let
it come in a way that it will come along the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't necessarily have the analytical ability to understand all the ways that it could come.
Mm-hmm.
And when you focus on the one way you think it should come, you shut all the other doors through which it might come quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Open up. That's what trust is all about. Mm-hmm. Saying, all right, this is what I believe I need, but this is what really excites me. So if I act upon what really excites me in any way, shape, or form that I can, I will trust that all the other circumstances that I really need to be allowed to continue to act upon what excites me the most, in highest ecstasy will fall into place, make themselves obvious, and then I will simply act upon them when they occur, even if they are not what I originally expected. Don't you want some surprise in your life?
Sure. I have surprises every day.
All right. Let them be positive surprises by allowing yourself to recognize that if you simply move in the direction of what excites you the most, all the ingredients will fall into place to allow you to continue in that same direction. Understand?
Okay.
It does work. It's a simple mechanism. But you'll have to trust it, believe in it, and act upon it before you will allow yourself to see it work. But it will work. I guarantee it. There are no exceptions, not even you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. One moment. Remember that for many of you, in exploring what your beliefs are, that is also, as you say, critical. To use the situations you are creating to get in touch with what you believe that created the situation you are in. And allow yourself to understand whether or not it is an issue of believing that you deserve that things can change. For many of these things you have hidden in your unconscious and subconscious self, you have created the unconscious and subconscious self to hide these things within. So whatever process you are going through now, it is giving you the time to discover all the things within yourself so that you can then have a complete enough definition of what you are doing, so that then if you don't prefer it, you will have a complete enough definition to change into one that you do prefer.
All right, guys. Now, it may seem like a strange concept to some, but in a world where predatory capitalism is exploiting nearly every natural resource, it may be necessary in order to preserve a habitable future. And now, Mendocino County in California has taken the same leap by passing a fracking ban that also grants the land legal rights. So to learn a little bit more about how this would actually work, I spoke with activist and farmer Jamie Lee, who helped craft the measure. I started by asking him why voters passed a fracking ban considering there's currently no fracking activity in the county.
It is an issue in Mendocino County as it is in California. In 2008, a company called Foothills California, as well as several other companies, have been extracting and have natural gas and oil that are right next to the Eel River, which feeds our watersheds here in Mendocino County. And there is current further permits that have been...
Brothers and sisters, that's your energy. You and the wisdom. Know that our son...
I'm sorry, guys. It seems that once I get right into the lecture, the distractions. This really, like... Okay. I see where this is going. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast.
Everything.
Okay. After this,
y'all. Our sun is changing everything. We have changed. So many of us have awakened. I have brothers that never were into metaphysics, that was never into knowledge itself, come to me. Drop this crystal up for me, brother. Like, dang, how did you know I wrap crystals? I never told him I wrap crystals. He just came to me and said, he wrapped this crystal for me. Like, okay. You know, hey, the awakening is real. Brothers and sisters all alike. Looking for higher self. Realizing that imaginary God, this imaginary Allah, not exist. Imaginary Jehovah doesn't exist. Realize that the knowledge is within us, and our brothers and sisters are awakening all over the planet, everywhere, all over the planet. Even those who are in captivity in the prison system, they are awakening. Can't stop the spiritual movement. This is the revolution. Revolution is all about moving in a fashion that cannot be seen. Revolution will not be televised. Revolution. Evolution. It's not a revolution. Evolution. Evolution. Moving the energies all around you and becoming something new. Evolution. So, what do we have now? Solar tsunami. Our sun has awakened. Why? Because we have our sun reacts to us. We act. Our sun reacts. These are automatic effects. We didn't foresee this coming from the sun. We didn't foresee us awakening neither. We're children of the sun. Being children of the sun means that when the children get up, so does the parents. Children say, I'm tired. The parents say, well, I got to do something about it. This is what's happening. The solar tsunami. All power to the most powerful celestial angelic beings of chaos running through forever and ever and ever. You are the chaos. Have awakened. This solar tsunami, this energy that we are sending out is affecting their monetary system. This is why they're supposed to put this stuff out somewhere where we're going to, they're talking about raising taxes about 73% because they want us in fear and agony. Fear, grief, hatred, depression, sadness. They want us to feel like we have isolated and damaged. That's what they want. This is what they want. Say, brothers, to remain strong. Stay to awaken. Don't try to awaken anyone. Focus on yourself. Those along the way who see your energy and will see the energy of nature, they will awaken on their own. Right? Don't try to awaken anyone. Do you? So the tsunami is powerful. Powerful energy. We take a wrong mass projection. And so many of my brothers and sisters are looking for a different way of life, and they're looking for a better life to live. Tired of living the way we are living. Because we haven't gotten any where living the way they want us to live. Keep pumping the same circle over and over again. Same mess over and over again. Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever becomes brighter. Everything remains the same. So, because we have awakened, I say that again, because we have awakened. So that sun awakened. Our sun fell into deep sleep. Our sun fell into deep sleep. And they have been watching our sun for the longest. But they, these inorganic beings, cannot connect us with our sun. Whatever reason, they failed to connect us with our sun. Massive waves of energy. What are we sending? Using increased intelligence. Using build technology. Using to become more powerful within ourselves. Don't sit around, wait for something to happen. We get up and make something happen. That's the whole key point. Getting up, making something happen, instead of standing around, waiting for something to happen. Oh, we're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on God. Huh. Nah. Get your ass up and do something. That's what we're, that's the point that we're at right now. From now we're starting to see we don't do nothing. We don't get nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Yeah, you can meditate all day long. So you can meditate. There's nothing wrong with meditation. That's not going to change anything on the outside. So you do something on the outside. Meditate, you focus it on the inside, you change space on the inside. You build the structures and designs of ancient ways, do something on the outside, now you're changing the outside. See how that goes. Because many of us have already started what? Our father, the son, is already seeing us, sending us massive, massive energy to awaken my children, awaken, awaken. The return of the sun, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, not some pale face, blue-eyed, blonde hair man. They say it's coming from the sky. It's going to crack the clouds open. What's the only energy that can crack the clouds open? This is plasma energy, it's photon energy, massive, powerful energy coming from our sun. That's going to crack open the clouds. We're going to bring in powerful force that's going to take us to a new level of energy and power. That's the Christ. That's the Christ. It's going to crack open the sun. Not some pale face, blue-eyed, blonde-haired individual. Nobody's coming out the sky with the energy from the sun. To say crap open the sky and understand that that means that the sky's going to be covered with what? Chemtrails. Oh, yeah. That energy from the sun is going to come down and crack open the fold that they created. This is a solar tsunami. This is a tsunami of energy. You know what a tsunami is. When you talk about a tsunami, you talk about massive amounts of water that's non-stop and keeps flowing, flowing, flowing until a whole area is engulfed. This is what happens with our sun. It's going to keep flowing and flowing and flowing. You see all those volcanoes are erupting. Huh? All the volcanoes are erupting. All of the earthquakes are off the hook. This is all plasma. This is all plasma. And what do we say during this time? What do we say? We say, oh, yeah, the ley lines have been destroyed, which means that, you know, the money that they have is no longer going to be any good because the ley lines are magnetic fields. So what's the plasma doing? The plasma is separating itself from itself. The negative ions and the positive ions are separating themselves because the money is what? It's an electrical current. The ley lines are magnetic. What happens? Well, you no longer have magnetism to attract electricity. The electricity just there. Which means that this money cannot reform itself into anything else. Because it's just a virus. It's not a home. Exactly. Which means that our magnetic fields are becoming reduced as the original beings, which means that we're going to be full plasma energy beings. Yes, dealing with different forms of negative plasma on its own and positive plasma on its own. Yes, 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 yes. You destroy the source of energy, and you destroy the virus. The virus can no longer live. And this is what our sun is doing. Our sun is sending massive, massive amounts of plasma. Massive, massive amounts of negative feminine plasma energy and not the masculine plasma energy. Just negative, the feminine plasma energy. The negative energy which will engulf everything and offset the magnetic field, make everything of a feminine energy, oh, yes, our sun has that ability because our sun feels the power from the moon. Understand the whole completion of the entire state of mind, state of being, brothers and sisters, and understand us all. So it's time that we understand and understand and understand that what solar tsunami is happening. The solar tsunami is bringing us into a whole other state of mind. Our awakening is awakened everything else on the planet. No matter how much it's not make the air cold, no matter how much they try to make it rain, no matter how much they talk about we're going to try to make it snow, they are biting on the thing talking about, oh yeah, it's going to be a dark cold winter. You know, they want to put that in the last mind. Why? Because they need the original beings to fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Don't get scared. Don't get frustrated. Don't get angry. Remain in balance. Remain balanced. Balance. Balance is the way. Balance is the energy. Balance is power. Remain balanced. You remain in a state of mind where you are neither here nor there. You are everywhere. That's the whole key point. Right? So yes, there's a solar tsunami going on. The solar tsunami was all started with us, brothers and sisters, because we have awakened. And this energy is extremely powerful here on the planet. This energy is extremely invigorating. It's astronomical. It's forceful. It's energetic. It's the most powerful energy ever. And these inorganic beings don't know what to do. They're watching our sun. They're watching our sun there and they say, well, your sun, is, you know, it's had a partial halo. But when we began to build and create, you begin to see full halos. Remember, it's all about us being aggressive, taking that step forward. Making an approach. All right? Sister said, you know, she lied because, you know, she was listening to the message of how we feel and whatever happened and what happened with us. And, you know, I responded and I said, you know, sorrow and grief brings rage and fury. And this is where rage and fury is literally balance. Without chaos, there's no balance. Without chaos, there's no balance. All right? So, I bring this message to you, brothers and sisters. Hoping that you understand what's going on. So that you can move to the energy that you're supposed to be in. Oh, yeah. Light energy beings, who we are, as well as dark energy beings. Right now, we're going dark. Hell yeah, it's going to be a dark, cold winter for them. Oh yeah. Because we're going full dark. Our sun is sending massive amounts of dark energy to our planet. Not light energy, dark energy. And our atmospheric sun is catching those energies and dispersing it around the planet as well as the atmosphere herself, catching this energy, as well as the core, every part of the planet, the moon, every part of the planet, every part of our galaxy, every part of our solar system is catching this energy, processing it, taking it to another step. Solar tsunami is here.
Mm-hmm.
Solar tsunami is here. Solar tsunami is here. Like I said, their system is falling. I mean, you see the Dollar Tree talking about raising their prices for more than a dollar. Why? Because the money that they created
he's no longer any good. He's no longer any good. So they have to try to raise the prices of the money and get more money, like we said, because the economy is rising. Nature's energy is rising. The energy of nature is rising. And they feel that if they try to get more money, then that can meet with that energy of nature. But it's not so. It's not so. It just doesn't happen that way. Right? It just doesn't happen that way. I don't know. Pass it on to you, brothers. Hope you understand, understand what's going on in this present day time. Because we're moving into a whole new state of mind. And the gas prices are going to rise. Truckers are already ready to strike. Because truckers will be paying $4.09 per gallon for diesel. Diesel's already $3.59 a gallon. They're talking about taking the price of fuel up 50 cents. The rising economy, and that's, you remember, rising economy, the economy. Nature's energy is rising, and they're trying to match the amount of currency. They're trying to raise their currency to try to meet nature's energy. And nature keeps on rising because you can't predict nature. You can't predict it. No, you can't predict her. She's unpredictable. And this is the way we should be, brothers and sisters. We're supposed to be like nature and the sun. Unpredictable. Passing energy. Creating. Destroying. The thing nature does. Point of evolution, nature destroys everything that needs to be, that once was, and then gives birth to a new thing, which means that we, as original beings, must also be like the sun and be like nature. This is why we build. This is why we're talking about building. Because now we're making a different approach. Building is chaos. Creating a new form of energy, so that we will be able to destroy this system, so that we can bring forth evolution to bring a new system on our planet that is supposed to be, which will be in balance with nature and the original being, and no longer will be out of balance, which means we will no longer kill each other with something that wasn't supposed to be. The only reason why our brothers and sisters chase after this money is because why? Money is what? 75% cotton and 25% linen. They knew how to get us. But now we've figured it out. We've figured out the virus. It's inside the cotton and linen. It's what? Programs. Virus programs. Figured out. Whole thing. Now it's time for us to get up. Well, we've been telling everyone, hey, you take this money that they give you, you use it to build structures. Now, design, destroy your enemy. Mm-hmm. Raise your frequencies and your vibrations, brother. All right? Hope you understand this message. I'll catch you guys a little later. You know the deal. All power to the most instructions to let your angelic beings from chaos reign. Never, never, never. Power to you all.
I would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes. And go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind. sublime. And be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Yeah, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, your sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without. You know? And I've been broke so many times. And I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty times. Plenty nights. And I didn't see no finish line. In my sights still I grind, grind, grind. 24/7. Grind, grind, 7 through 7. When they gon' pay out. Can't take a day out. Working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it. I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why'd you chillin'? Why'd you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep. I'm manifesting these dreams. I drown. Understand the nature of this reality. Or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Hey, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind, yeah. These sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out.
Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated to stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind, homie.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, y'all. Greetings, 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 y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast over here on Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. And today, guys, I'm excited about this broadcast because today we are going to be concluding, tapping in the series that I did, and this series that I did for the month of September, which concluded in early October. The series was, really the introduction or the reintroduction, if you will, to her story. You know, we always like to paint the picture of history, 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 you know what I'm saying? But his, even these whole words, these English language, etymology, all of this crap, the real virus, you know what I mean, if you will. But, not to throw shade on any of it, because all of this, what if all of this was the grand lesson? A lot of our ancestors wrote, that we're going into like a dark age, and we can't underestimate what that may mean you know, to go into a dark age. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, instead of blaming the Tamahu or instead of, you know, blaming whitey or white supremacy or this and that, what if, guys, all of this stuff truly is in divine order? And what if it's our subconscious mind, or our conscious mind, rather, you know, that we are not grasping thing needed to happen in order to get to where we're going? You know what I'm saying? And as cliche as, you know, we throw that out there a lot of times, you know what I mean? But, guys, really, you know, the overstanding may be that everything is happening the way that it is supposed to happen, you guys, all right? And I say that because in my ancestral tarot deck, it's the hoodoo deck, actually, I keep, every time I go to, with my egoic, you know, with my inflamed egoic mindset, right, I would always go and go to the ancestors for understanding, right, and understanding, rather. And I will always pull the big queen. What the big queen represents is everything is happening just as it's divinely, you know, the divine blueprint, you guys. So go back and listen to the series that I did. I started part one with the Walker Talk people, you know, which, you know, the Moors, you know what I'm saying, the Indians, the original Indians, the Moors. Number two was Salt Lake City, Utah, you know, what's truly at Salt Lake, Utah, what's truly at these monuments, you know, that they call Yellowstone National Park or the Grand Canyon or some corner that's Marble Canyon, you know what I mean? And part three was Grand Canyon / Marble Canyon, you know what I'm saying? And part four, this is the conclusion, guys. We're just going to kind of freestyle, really. I started out with Bashar, guys, because our core beliefs maybe indeed the things, you know what I'm saying, that's going to, you know, eject us or shift us, rather, you know, from this matrix mindset, you know, thinking that the matrix is all there that is. And so your core beliefs, you know, study our core beliefs. I'm going to use myself as an example. We do have the ear family, some of the ear family with us as well. I do see you turn on. I do see the listeners. I do appreciate you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Eternal, I'm going to bring you on in just a sec. But, you know, just really, guys, well, like, even from Eternal, you guys, like, history and her story, you know what I'm saying? Like, dated back prior to Jesus, or prior to, that was another name that was used. I think it was a deity. It's like Nomad, I want to say. Nomad or something like that. It was a deity, but it seems that in history, history only goes back so far, right? So history only goes back so far. What happened before that? What's being hidden? And what's being hidden as far as what happened even prior to that will pretty much dismiss everything that was the blueprint program, which was the matrix, which was this design control system. It would totally knock that out the water if we knew. But see, the thing about it is you can't hide it anymore because many of us are coming back into our remembrance, and we're starting to remember. You know what I'm saying? So core beliefs, guys, what are your core beliefs? Step one, what are your core beliefs? You know, are your core beliefs serving you or are they hindering you? You know what I mean? Step two may be, you know, as far as your core beliefs, believing is seeing. That's what the show said. Believing is seeing. You know, I know a lot of us with etymology don't like to use the word believing. So knowing is seeing. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. It's energy behind it. You know what I'm saying? So even, you know, even surpassing etymology, you know what I'm saying? It is the energy and how you use and how you deliver your intention as far as the words that you are speaking, no matter what it is. You know what I mean? So that's it, guys. Another thing, too, is Brother Wisdom said it. You know, he was like, we're going to focus on you. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said. Focus on you. Focus on you. You know, now's the time to focus on you. So, yeah. All right, guys. Without that, let's go ahead and bring in Eternal. I know Eternal said something in the background, too, when he seen this show. Eternal, sometimes I don't understand the language in which you speak sometimes, because I know that it's a divine language in which we originally, you know, started speaking. So you said M-A-M-I-W-T-A. Mama, I'm not even trying to pronounce that, guys, but we're going to go ahead and bring in Eternal. To those that's listening, guys, so the number calling is area code 929-477-3423 if you want to join us and weigh in on the topic. Yeah, so greetings, Eternal. PTCs, how are you?
Greetings, brother.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
All right, so yes. That was Mommy Wata.
Okay.
Mommy Wata. It's basically what the Venus Hottentot, the Sarah Bartman, the story that is constantly being re-portrayed in front of us, and a lot of us are still either not looking at it, don't care to look at it, push it to the side, or think that we're doing better than Sarah Bartman herself. This illustration happens to be for someone who gets up to the age of 24. It can happen to anybody even past that, because it became a point of, what is this zoo? How we created a zoo? How do we create an exhibition over you, you know, consciousness? So Sarah Bartman, the whole connection to what we call Mommy Wata, she's the mother of the waters. This is why your hair becomes natural. And that's why women want to become more natural than unnatural. That's what Mommy Wata represents. Star if you're a buck, right? That's the whole reason why we want to be a star all the time, so we can get bucks. It's just realizing we're creating our emotions outside and not knowing how to work your inside is as strong as your outside. That's the illusion. We've been caught into an illusion. MK Ultra wants to create something or fix something when it's you you have to fix first. You got to start with it. I know how much we say, I don't like this part of myself. I don't like this part of myself. But then you're like, you're not realizing all these parts you have to, even though you don't like it, fix it. Yeah, I keep complaining about it.
Yeah.
Keep complaining about it. I'll just be making up for it, you know, saying, the Tamahu caused me to do this, the Tamahu. You're a dichotomy of yourself now. You made a whole illusion over this whole, now you're making up for what you even call makeup. You're making up yourself, man. You're a model of yourself. Yeah. So now what mannequin are you being froze by? Time. Time becomes an illusion in ourselves after a while. So you got to create yourself before you get caught into this illusion. Constantly. The AI. You're advanced intelligence. Yes.
I like you.
That's a very intelligent artificial. Sometimes artificial is not as quick as you think advanced. But it's a reality that we should not have robotic children growing up, and that's what we're doing. We're creating more and more of our children not to have emotions. They look at these other people as you're a shift, so I don't care what, you know, you're doing. You're supposed to be serving me. And now I don't have to say good morning. I don't have to say none of these words that you are connected to. That's why I don't even use that language, good morning, because you're mourning something. You're already mourning over something. Your death is already being, and then you say good, so it's obedient. How do we use these terminologies? Right. Don't know where they come from. That's like saying, I might as well eat all this artificial food and call it food. This is why our food for thought is there. We have to have more balance in ourselves, more discipline, more focus. Anything you want?
Yeah, one burger with double.
I'm over here, and a double potato salad. Got you.
Wait, is the fish today?
Are you good? Yeah, the fish is here.
Is it with a garden or the banana?
No, but it's the blossom. See, we got actually fish that's now with actual banana blossom. You ever thought about that, eating an actual fish and it's not really fish?
No.
That's
wow.
So what was I eating?
So now we have a difference in what we can actually eat and still get the better of its nutrients without actually having to say we got to actually buy it in the store and eat it the way it is, mm-hmm. processed. We get processed. Used to processed yep. after a while, don't we?
Mm-hmm. That's a good tactic, you know, to, you know, kind of shift yourself.
Yeah, you got to fool yourself, as they say. But it's really just
yeah.
shifting yourself into the better you. Like,
here it is.
Who are you the meat in the first place for? The meat
tricking
is the
your
season.
Mind.
That's what I mean. Yeah, and so now, how much less blood do we need to really eat? For real, for real. Like, you have to constantly mm-hmm. say, oh, you know what? I like that steak every Friday, you know, but yet it's clogging your arteries and all the other body parts. And like, oh, man, I didn't think about that.
Right.
Oh, I'm eat it anyway. Oh, you just going to mm-hmm. skip past how it's going to go to your liver and mess it up, put a gallstone in it. You got to use the surgery to get it back out. And you just want to eat it for the day. All right, okay, I'm going to get you this steak mm-hmm. right now. What you want, a rare, hot, medium? This is how our mind ended up being with the mentality behind it. Some of us get short-minded. The mentality also. Okay. So it just become a crippling effect. A crippling effect.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just to those. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're good. That's why
okay,
I'm
I was just going to say, you know, to anybody who's listening, you know what I'm saying, that's a good idea, you know, and shifting your core beliefs, you know what I'm saying, a good idea is to trick your mind, you know what I'm saying, trick your own mind into thinking one thing but replacing it, you know, with something that's more benefit, you know what I'm saying, to you. So just let's just say, for instance, you know, when I was living this low vibratory life, not serving me, you know what I'm saying, I used to love to go to the club, drink, go to the club, you know, I had ingrained that, you know, and a lot of you guys, you will see your friends and family members, you know, all they want to do is party. Like, nobody is really, really, truly growing. So I had to trick myself, and I had to say, okay, what do you like to do for fun? So mine is amusement parks, you know what I'm saying? So I started to go. Now, I was still drinking, you know what I'm saying, but instead of the club, you know, I would replace, you know, the Fair Park or Six Flags or Hurricane Harbor. Or, you know, I was even at Legoland, you know what I'm saying, with the little, my big 30-some-year-old ass was with the little 5-year-old kids, you know what I'm saying, up in the bounce houses in Legoland. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like we have to trick ourselves and reprogram ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And another thing I was just doing, thinking was, like, Eternal used the steak as an example. You know, it could be a veggie steak, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's just say you go to a vegan restaurant and you get a veggie steak, but in your mind, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go get some steak, you know. And I know it's probably challenging to do at first, but, you know, you can think of it as you're going to Outback Steakhouse getting you, you know, a very unhealthy steak, but you're actually going to the vegan restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these are little exercises that we can do for ourselves in order to trick our minds. This is just one tactic to use, but tricking your mind I do know works from experience. So, you know, banana and fig, you know, that is awesome, you know, and I'm glad you said that because a lot of people are struggling, you know, because we're so used to imagery. We're so used to what we believe it to be, you know, and we trick our own selves. So why not trick ourselves in a more high vibratory manner? You know, because the energy as far as the universe is going, I want to say we're getting back to her story, but that seems to be the direction that it's flowing. You know, you see a lot of people checking out, you guys, and, I mean, my condolences, you know, to the ancestors, my condolences to family, you know, who are still in attachment, you know, to their deceased loved ones, you know what I'm saying? But even attachment, guys, is going to be a root, you know what I'm saying, that's going to keep us stuck or stagnant or, you know, a lot of people, on a soul level, you know, the soul assignment is for them to depart when they depart because, guys, outside of this earth realm, there are bigger missions, you know what I'm saying? This is just one stretch, you guys. This is just one aspect of an ultimate soul mission. You know what I'm saying? So you know, for us to be crying and for us to be sad and for us to be holding on in sorrow, you know, this is why they say those events could be a celebration. You know what I'm saying? Because believe it or not, I just went to one of my nephew's funeral just last Monday. And, you know, I can interpret, you know, even though that they're not there, I can pick up on what the deceased was saying, you know, mediumship, call it whatever you want. But my nephew was sad because the family was sad. You know what I'm saying? So that vibration is, you know, that vibration keeps them down here with you or down there with you, you know what I'm saying? When the energy probably, you know, they check out probably because they want to be free. And this is just observation, you guys. Please don't quote me or anything. Come up with your own conclusions. But, you know, just what if this energy seeks to be, desire to be free, but with the energy collectively in a mass number is crying and waddling and shit. You know, what if you guys are holding that energy back and stagnating your loved one? You're stagnating your loved one, and this is just hypothetically speaking, just what if, right? Don't want to step on no toes, but what if you are holding them back? What if you are holding them back being sad all the damn time with no balance? I'm just saying, you guys. I love y'all, but I'm just saying. So, you know, that's that, you guys. Eternal, did you want to say something? All right. I know Eternal's doing stuff in the background. So, I hear you now.
We're still, like you said, it gets to a point where how do you use the different alternates that helps, you know, your processing to better ease your way out of it? Because, again, we're facing a lot of adultery that was done to us at a young age, and we have to really put that in mind consideration. Each day that we're changing, 365 days, well, if you really look at it, you're doing 364 and a half of a switch. So really it's 13 times 28. Doing that math, you can actually figure out why is it 12 times 12 and how does that work to still almost equal out. Our numbers are different. Some of us been seconds while we're into time, been minutes or hours. We don't see hours in the first place. So that's why the wordplay is definitely needed to learn. So that way when you go into echelon, it won't be someone taking over your mind while they're talking to you. Like you're feeling like I probably like altering your mind while I'm talking to you. You're like, wait a minute, I don't know what you're saying. But it's just like how to alter ego. We have an alter ego to ourselves. So once you see the alter, right, you also see your ego.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And so your ego comes out. And of course we say, let go of my ego. But if you can't know what your ego is, it's because we've been edged to do these things. Certain people pushed you to a point, you know, got to your limit. And so now you say, man, you went beyond my limit. So now, is it beyond your limit, or you just never met your match of yourself? Now you got to see how much is the alternative to even the alter of an ego. It has to have four sides to just that one side of yourself. No one can go across the street unless they created four sides, not just two. Now, of course, you say, oh, this is the left and the right. That's all we have to have. No, you got to get in the middle of it, right? And then look both ways because you said you get hit. And then go on past the path. Once you pass the path, you done created a four ways, not two, and not even three. See, three is the middle of you getting into it. But then when you're able to come out of it, that's your fourth. Learn yourself. We're a point of how patient are we for even a doctor that can fix it. I'm talking about get it by the seams and know what you seem to say. You know, because we've been seesawing a lot of things. I'm tired of doing all that. That's the numbers I wanted to show you. Okay, we're going to go back. Retracking ourselves is the major thing, just like what I'm going to have to do right now. Recall the order. This is what we have to do. Recall our orders to ourselves. Make it become you. If not, then there's a wrong way of seeing yourself. You know what I mean? you haven't recalled yourself. And that's why total recall was a point of seeing things. No. So there's a point of saying, what is your retraction to self? How much are you really retracted to self? How much do you do it to make you a new attraction to even self? And that's your point. Your point is your view. You come out of a point, right, to create a focus from wherever that point was. That's how it becomes from one angle to another. Here you are, angle of yourself, a degree of yourself. How do you actually agree with everybody else, though? And that's when you find out you're either in the center of it or you're not in the center of it. And when that happens, do you have enough gas for being in the middle of the abyss, or are you going to frighten and panic and feel like, oh, I can't breathe, I'm going to die, help it. And then just go ahead. You're a deep diver, because now you're going to have to get yourself out of it. This is the point where you don't even have to die. Who was telling you you had to die in the first place? Oh, that's right. That's your ego. Ego was in the way. Let go of my ego then. Some people actually go to the bank, try to jump over it, and they don't even make it. Because they feel like the ego wasn't strong.
You cut off on me. You said, you cut off on me. You tell me, okay. All right, you tell me, we can't hear you because it cut off. But, but yeah, guys, all of that. So here's the time now, you guys, and we've been saying it on these particular broadcasts. Hold on, let me see if, okay, his call dropped. That's what happened. And that's okay. He'll call back. But, guys, now's the time. Okay. There you go. All right. You lost the
That
lost
was kind of tricky. Did you
yeah,
feel that?
You
it was like
ego.
The ego said, uh-uh. Matter of fact, we're going to see
yeah.
how you switch up.
Ego ain't having it. Yep.
Now have you do
yep.
a recall
that's a lot
on
of
the
that.
Button.
It's a lot of that going
no,
on.
No problem. We're working with today is Eshu. So that's why Eshu represents the color, your blood, your connection. How do you reconnect back to divinity?
Mm-hmm.
How do you give ancestors back your connection? How do you take some water and just, you know, give homage to the tree? We haven't done that, are we? We're probably not even doing it. We might be so much stuck into our own time that we don't create time again. And that's why we say, man, I'm out of time for this. I can't time. I don't got time for that. Because you're not creating how you honor the ancestors in the first place. And when you're looking for some kind of pity party for you, that's not going to happen. You know,
yeah.
The gods don't have emotions. Really, we do. We're creating these emotions constantly. Or you're like, oh, I worry about this and I worry about that. Where did that come from? If you was a godly God thinking on the highest high, would you really want to think about worrying the whole time? That's for a wolf. See, the wary werewolf. That's why he became aware of things. When you're aware of things, what you wear on yourself. That's why it became a sheep and wolf in clothing, not knowing the difference between the two. Sometimes we wolf ourselves in a wolf ticket. You get a wolf ticket, guess what you do with it? You throw it away because it's no good for you. You're like, man, somebody sold me a wolf ticket. But again, this is where the trickster becomes the trick. That's why this is SU Day. Everyone's learning SU today. SU is in the middle of Jesus, isn't it? SU. So who wears the hat now? The hat coming out. You know, when you're a cat in a hat, that really explains a lot. Like what they call a pussycat. Alley cat. And that alley cat, most people don't want to be around an alley cat once they find out what's in the alley. It's not just a ball going down there and the pins and you knock it down and you say, strike. You're actually making a point of the X. And a spare, but I know what you're sparing. Her story, not his story, because it's still a men's story. How do we not see her being used as the odds and now turn to Zeus? How do we not see everything around us supposed to be divinity so we can see ourselves too? But if we can't see ourselves too, then there's always been a duel in two. We've been dueling ourselves. That's why it's a lock even to yourself. You have to attract yourself to the highest magnitude of self, and that's where divinity really shows in the divine of itself. How do you connect to a divine of a tree and don't see divine on a tree? We call it divinity for a reason. So what happened? What happened to the Trinity? How is it not three, not just two? Two starts everything off to make it a dual. It's like December 2nd, September 2nd, October 2nd, but don't know what the seconds are to your own view of yourself. You in the second? Or you in the first of yourself? See how that ended up being that? It's called spelling words. How much are we spell in the words and we don't even see it? In the beginning was God, and everything is God.
That part.
Okay, yep. Well, now how you manifest that? What are you going to do with it?
What was it before?
Okay, well, you're a goddess. How did that happen? Maybe you didn't know you was already a goddess because that's what God is. See how that works? His words have been put in front of us a long time ago. It's been always been orchestrated as it's the originality to the whole octicon of whatever that is. And then we became a manual or a guide to it as to guide ourselves back into a guide dance. Now you take a dance and guide, if that's what you're going to do with it. You know, everybody has a manuscript to it. It's a manual, a manuscript to a whole bunch of masculine, if we don't see it, to divinity. How do we see the feminine and masculine combination? Not to so much that I destroy myself, but to employ myself to help her, even help her, as we say, you. Because you are her, right? Her and you. You are connected by her. I just found out today, well, yesterday, that when the body drops down low within the 5 months, you already know it's a boy. It's not a girl. It's supposed to sit up high if it's a girl. And then on top of that, your nose gets bigger. How did that become a Pinocchio thought? I don't know. But it happened to be that way for some reason. This is the connection of Taurus and Moses and Abracadabra. All that's the connection of how you use this spell and spelling words and holy and holy. But I was saying you got to take your shoes off to be on your bare feet. You have to bear a lot of things to yourself. We are the truth. That's why when you have a child, it starts right inside of you first before we even see it coming out. And if we're doing destructing things in front of you while your child is in your stomach, that's a TV set. Your child is already programmed and not even got out here yet. And this is why we call it a project when we start the project. The whole thought of intellect, and now is the lower of that. We've been in a cell, or we've been into the ceiling of ourselves or the floor of ourselves. How pure are we of ourselves? We might have been ignoring our whole selves the whole time. And you say you want another child? Let me finish this rhyme for you then. How about a water in a melon? How are you really feeling? You're supposed to know what feel is before you start going feeling. See, this Philip became a Philip, like a tool, like a screw. Now I'm a driver. And now we say we bang her on the other side. Why are you speaking that way? What kind of pride do you really have? Are you a lion or are you just lying down even? A tiger even. See, a tiger is also an animal. So do we keep putting our paws on her? Or maybe even our claws on her? So now we say, oh, we terrorize her all the time too. And that's make us stronger than anybody else because we know what a woman will do. And now we woman, mankind, we're going to be a woman, mankind. We're going to say we're going to hunt and I'm going to gather over her. Yet what happened to agriculture? Agriculture, you know, made it a different word now. We got to make it to a point where why are we losing our mind on the focus of what is out there? You heard of ashwagandha?
I have not.
Have you heard of ashwagandha?
No, I have not.
See, this word right there, it sounds like it would never be familiar for a lot of our people. So you might have to express it by saying it like this. Ashwagandha! So maybe they'll get focused on saying something that helps them with this high vitamin C that they're needing before we get into this deeper part of vaccination. There's so many things that we can help ourselves out with, man. Copper foods, all of these things are all available to us. It's just if we decide to eat processed, then maybe we don't know. wood. Just keep going into that chopping block and chop down like the slaughterhouse, waiting for the time. Click and click, click, click. Oh, now it's Christmas time. Let's go down, bow down to this artificial tree, 45 degrees. Everybody get out and bow down with me. And forget that mother that created all that. Let's make it a present. We're going to be a present. And now you're a gift. Oh, no, you're in a box. Oh, that's right. You're Jack. You're Jack in a box. And then when you jack this up, then you be a jackass as you come out. What a monkey or donkey is that? How did we get into the artifact and not know artificial is from real, not now being real? We not artificial. Ooh, an art of fish? An art of a fish thought real. See, this is how we know ourselves. Are you really in tune with yourself? If not, you might be the small of your elf self. You haven't felt your giant yet. What have you done that's gigantic in that small body you're in? Because we do call it a small body, don't we? We say a small body, a small fish, a small fin, to everything that we do. We even demoralize ourselves whenever we have a conversation that after a while, we don't even hear our own self when we're trying to bring up something that makes sense to who you are and how you are, but then you demoralize yourself like you demoralize probably everybody else that's around you. So this is why you do demoralizing things. This is why we play on the trap music and trap ourselves back into it. It's a tea with rap. And now how you rap with that like a present? You're a gift. So what gift are you doing when you're around? Are you recent or present present? What kind of gift is that? I'm just saying. You are now your truth of your life. And if you have it, then light up. If you're not, then light down. Put your lights down. Who taught you that? Is it dim light now? It's been a dim light. We call it medium. Now mid-dump. Mid-eye dump. Medium. It's all in there. As soon as you start to see yourself, you want to hire even your own self. A silent assassin even to get rid of the rest of these people that's doing the wrong thing. They ain't even supposed to be. Why are they even sitting in the chair even? How did they get to that throne? TH and through you to be one throne. So now what do they need to do but throwing that person right on off of there? Because for real, you are Easter established, Estella in your head, right? You got a sonar where your fire, your head to your fire. For everywhere your head goes, your heart won't go. And if your heart don't go, it's because of your belly. And you belly, you below yourself. So when you have a belly ache, a heartache, a headache, they're all connected or disconnected. Now, how are you calling it a midsection to anything? You got a higher self and a lower self. Where is your mid-self? You've been waiting on somebody else to do it for you? This is why someone else is taking trash out when it could be you. We call that and poop. Some people call it a nudist. But that's to make you anew to what your business is. How much in the business are you into yourself? You've been so much individualized yourself. You're nothing but an individual of David in divide of how you individual all yourself. So now how is David really alive when he went into the den to meet his den, but then he start eating with even a den. And now he's in the ending. This is why call-ender is calendar. We use a call-ender to use our call-ender, but we use it as a cal-ender. Now we're using the cal-ender and not even knowing who's the pretender. You could be if you didn't see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Learn your ka. Your ka is your spirit. We call it chi. Can you hear it? It's spirit. It's called ka for a reason. That's why the ka became hawk, and the hawk became ka. See, they made a call and call words. Now it's a cow with cow words. You're speaking like we cowards. When it's still ka in your words, you just didn't know in the beginning with God. There it is. God had the words, but now your God ain't the same God anymore. Imagine that. You call a dollar bill and God we trust. Seriously? You mince us. So now cements us. As a child we've been, now golden. Even with the rule as a ratio, can we go all the way back to even Mexico? But you don't know Olmec yet. So that's why we got to go back in Olmecian style, just so you can see us again in your text, Aztecs, Aztecian. We've been using these words all day. Lexigram, lexicon, whatever you want to call it. It's still our stuff. The glyphs, the hieroglyphs, it's still our stuff. You just can't steal it because it's called steal even in our stuff. See, that's why steel can turn to rust. But rust, is it dust or is it earth that we go back to? Come on now. Get your view of how you see perceptions all in different directions, not just one. We get it from the stellar, the sonar, you know the sun. And then there's lunar, because most people give you an ass for whatever they're thinking about. And they say, oh, now you get the moon for the attraction. Now you get an anal, like analyze, like you analyze with your own anal ways of thinking, annually thinking. Lots of ditty. You got your hips on your shoulders. You think everybody's not better than where you're at. Why? Because you up there on the axis and the atlas, but you can't see yourself yet. You use your nose, but being nosy and don't know the nose is connected to even what a boy does. That's a masculine. That's not even feminine. So how are you feminine in the first place? You're showing me how you don't even have manners no more. You calling me a you calling yourself a father and myself a mother? How are we these connections? We done made a difference now. We done called them an MF-er when it's supposed to be mother, father. What are we doing? We are a part of our own spell gravitation on our own grammars. Now, this is your gravitation. Spill it. It's called gravity. Still in your grave, now gravity. Now you're in a grave gravity, respelling your mantras. Don't know your mantras because you're saying different words, and now you're in this kind of way of speaking to yourself. That's your S with peeking to yourself. How you an S with speaking to yourself if you don't see the peak as you S with peak it? Quite unique. Wordplay. So you're in wordplay every day. So you start to see yourself. Then this is all you've been saying to your saying. See, you're a super saying. So what are you superly saying to yourself today? What mantra have you spoken to enlighten yourself? If you haven't, then maybe that's the extreme low frequency of why you keep speaking the wrong way to yourself. This is why it's a break in how AM and FM, then what they say? Amplifier modulator gun. And then there's frequency modulator gun. You know this from Marv the Martian. So we've been taught alienation since we were a long time ago being who we are. And now the man seems like he's an alien and he wants to be a part of still your nation. Yet, what are you still creating? Monsters? Or the hand of Satan? You say left hand, right hand. You say this is wrong to even have a left hand. You can't even shake with that hand. But yeah, how do you use it again? Only to wipe your butt. Yeah. You want to use it to do the other thing, the part you don't even want to do yourself. You want to keep that hand so clean when you shake the other man's hand? You germophobic type being. That's what you keep doing now. As if you don't know. Use your own germ man. It's a G with her man. If you ain't see yourself, it's called Sherman. He's supposed to be a shaman. He's supposed to know how to heal people. Reveal how to heal every time because we're in Aquarius energy. That's what's in line, our knowledge. Is it a ceiling or is it a floor? Because if you start to ignore your ancestors, then you only got a floor. Soon it'll probably be just the ceiling. And that's probably all you're going to keep feeling. We internationally known ourselves as no ledge to this. There's no even a pledge to this. Because even when you knew it, it'll change what you pledge even in this. Sledge this. It's a hammer. That's why they said most of our people are supposed to be fruitful and multiply like ham. But if I turn ham around, that's really ma. So who's being fruitful through to get this multiplication? That's an X. So X mask yourself. I don't need to put a mask on. I see you're doing it, though, only to make your lungs clavicate back into the body and you calling it health. We don't even see that that's the whole reason that they don't want us to respiratory ourselves back to respiratoriation through a respiration. So how do you use your aspiration? You're a snake, been on the belly. So now you're a snake like a sneak. Now a sneak being a sneaker. But it's from shoo. We're talking about sa and who. That's the masculine and feminine. The sa being the feminine. The who being masculine. See, we can't even identify ourselves because we got to cut this off in between our legs. That's why we're looking like we're already demoralized instead. Some of us don't even want to grow long hair and produce ourselves to say we're in our longevity and we're going to stay in our longevity selves. Some of us even grew beards to show you that we're still here, as in beer, the truth. Until you see yourself, then maybe that's why you don't see roots. See, Ruth been a Moabite a long time ago. It's in your even Bible. So now you go by the bull, but you didn't even see the first bull that went by. How are you able, even King, can you get this? It's set in Seth for a reason. See, Seth became Tubal, and now Tubal become your Cain, and now that's why you're in a Tubal-Cain connection. Didn't see where the Cain came from. Now you're a Cain in Candyland, eating these children, not even realizing that's what you're doing to what we call adrenal combing ourselves. Hansel and Gretel, you're doing this every year. How much do you really eat of yourself, calling it the ego? Wow, amusing. You're not even using the crystals like you're supposed to. They call it sugar and salt for a reason. But there's also another part to this season. You can season yourself with it. You don't have to keep eating this meat. That's what the animals put around themselves because they knew that if they harm themselves, then they need to put these minerals around themselves. And here you are just taking it back again. Wow. Amusing. You're really doing something for society, or are you? Have you started meditating yet? What about breathing? See, this is the reason why they done called you alienated to yourself. You ain't even started breathing yet. Let's learn how to breathe from the beginning as a baby that came out and now being born from their mother. The natural way, not cesarean cut, to show us that we don't have this nervous system all erupt. So that now when we give it back, it's the full brim of a cup. When we give it to our child and not feel like your child now is corrupt. Volcano. We're volcanic people. You know that? We create darkness going to ash. That's why they made it like that. We've just been calling it dust. But you're not a dust to anything. You're not even dusty. So get up from the earth and be an earthy self. Get out of your material self and find your mental. Your mental is everything. So why they say you lost your mind? How about you already knew where to find it? It's all the way around you. Come on, where you at? Look at you. Reflect back to yourself. You're an intellect of the highest point of you being reflection self. Reflection self. You want self-reflection? Look around. This is the highest you wanted to be. Now you want me to do something for you. Man, you are greedy. Where's your proceed at? Proceed with your procedure. Stop cutting it like it's in seizure. That's how we've been in seizure ever since, from your heart being an attack. So now your aneurysm from way back is your sugar, and how your sugar attack is your salt. Now how bitter is that? You've been walking in the parking lot and look back and can't even see your past. Now your past is your present, and now you're a passer, even as you pass her in the present. That's why it's called history as a mystery. Her story before it became your story. So now how do you speak of this chicken before the egg and not see the chicken is the connection of how you create this egg. Oh, that's right. They give you one leg to stand on. That's what they call law now, right? They're saying legal. Legal. Logistic. Are you serious? Either that's not there or it's supposed to be there. Supposed to be there. So if it's supposed to be there, then it's law. Land, air, and water. Not just supposedly be there. It's like a mirage. As soon as you get over here, invisible, ha-ha, got you, here's the trap, you're in there, get out, I can't, you put me in a trap. It's called a contract, and contractions as birth. See, we came into contractions now when we connect back to the insemination to create this creation now, coming back into the earth. So now, how do we feel when we get to a woman? We say, oh, I just want her to be real. Where? Eyebrows, hair, where does it start at? Then you say, oh, she wasn't real to me. What were you looking at? I saw everything from the beginning. Did you eyes open, ears open, nose open, mouth? Oh, that's right. You're using your mouth, but you still couldn't see. That's why we in fear all the time. Fire, earth, air, rain. What are you using for your spirit? Oh, that's right. Here it is. I got to drink it. It's now my spirit. I want to talk to this woman. She's going to hear me. Hey, sis, you've been looking good all this time, and even though I don't know, you've been on my mind, and now your mind is mine, and now we're going to get together, we're going to grind, we're going to be even coming in the cave, we're going to actually do some stuff, and now, wait a minute, I got it already, I don't even know how to behave. What the freak happened? Now your man cave mentality starts to kick in, and you say, no, what? No, I don't even want her again. I'm going to just walk on out and give me another one. What are you doing, son? You're just stunned.
You the sun is bright, and you over here shooting out rays in any sight.
That's not good either. You're making dark side out of everybody now. Now you see a dark side to it. Now you see the albino coming in. See, your child is coming back into the earth, but yet your child comes back onto the earth, not in the daytime, but now in the nighttime. So now it loses all that serotonin, that melatonin that could be making it looking fine and divine, but now it's in their mind now. So when they grow up, they're just a mind child. And you look at them, you say, oh, what is that? That's a ham. That's not even connected to me like a cat. So now you are making an artifact to all these things that's coming back. And now you're saying, it's a woman, in fact. She's that one. She started this, the forbidden fruit. But where did you shoot off at? I remember you know how to shoot, too. You got a gun. It's in between your legs. Son, you're creating spurts and sparks of your Noah's Ark, and yet you say flood. Do you know about that? 13 moon cycles, there's supposed to be a water flood for every woman and how her cycle comes through to be herself again? Respect. We call it her story. Her story, right? Then it became my story. If you don't know you're mastering yourself, it's because it's a mister, like how mister is, a mystery to even yourself. Your enlightenment is to find your highest self. That's why it's called image. Reflect. If you can't reflect, then you haven't ran into your highest image on this perception of a plane to yourself yet. That's why it's called present and preset and present. So you have to be recent in order to know what present is. Otherwise, you might be in the past with your pastor doing a pastor thought. Now you pasteurize. You know what to do with pasteurized food, right? You got to throw it out. It don't work for the stomach. If my stomach eat anything that's pasteurized, you get basically a gas attack. Mentally, knowing yourself, you must know your truth. I have an answer. Yes, I do.
What you talking?
All day. I can do that. Yes, come on back here.
You guys, man, all of that, you guys.
I ain't got stuff with Wednesday and Thursday.
Was she trying to say something?
No, she was just doing her enlightenment, which this is what we're here for. We are supposed to be here for to show ourselves as duty, not just a job, not just work. You would do this 24 hours if you had to.
Yes.
Now, of course, you might have to take a couple of days off. But after that, go back in again. Like it was 24 hours, you got to do this. You grab that gun, same thing. If you got a gun on your side, that's 24 hours. You can't put that down. Nope. You got to be protecting all my – I want you to protect my child, too. It's not just yours. If you're just protecting yours, you're being greedy. You're being greedy to what's going on around here on this earth. You're limiting yourself. And you think that I want to be around you because you limit yourself? That's not good. See, this blood is riding through. This person is Nat Turner's blood. So the more I see what's not Nat Turner's love and his affection, that's affecting me just as much as if I was Nat Turner himself. Why did he want to set all of these people free when he was free himself first? He done already freed himself. He done got out of the forest and said, shoot, I'm free. I ain't got to deal with nobody right now. Wait a minute. Then I'm here with nobody right now. And how does that feel, being free while you got everybody else still locked down? So you went back in to figure this out. How am I going to actually go back in and figure this out for the rest of us? So when they got time to enlighten themselves, will they feel enlightenment or will they just see me sacrifice myself and not see what's the honor in it? See, when we're dead on a hanging post, they make it a Christmas tree light. And that's why they called it the burning and the chestnuts open on a fire. They're speaking to our mind, mental, yet making us docile to how this continues to be on us. And we're just accepting how to be docile to our own energy. If you're deciding to say, okay, y'all celebrate all of these things, including Halloween, you don't see Nat Turner. You never saw Nat Turner. It started on October 30th. Are you really paying attention to what's going on here? It started even before then in August when this moon eclipse happened.
And then it said, wait, it might not be the right time. Because we are learning ourselves. I don't want to have destruction come out first. And that's not what you're going to see, because that's what they're going to project first about how do you see with yourself. You know, nature, nature, nat turn. It's all there. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. I'm still becoming it. That's why I'm eternal. I see myself, 8-3, 3-8, but it's a 1 and a 1, 13, 18, what is it, 18, right, 31. But now, if it's my date in between, I'm a 3-8. How do they reverse these numbers? It's not even that. We come back. But we come back stronger than we was when we left. And that's why we don't see ourselves. We don't want to see ourselves. We refuse to see ourselves. But you're a blood of where you came from, an origin of your own truth, your own light. So how do you use it? Don't just say, oh, okay, now I'm here. I'm Natron's blood. What do I do? Freaking do whatever Natron was doing. And then you just chill and see how it works out. Because, of course, we already know some people are not going to be for it. Look at them. They're smoking blunts. It's called blunt plantation. Do we even remember the history? They said most of them left him on blunt plantation. They actually started, that's when it all became corrupt. When we saw somewhere where it was a rivalry and everybody started doing something, they did great, as in a unity, as in a unify, as in a batala for the first time all together. And all it took was 2.5 days to switch up on a brother. And we lost it. Lost all our sight. Our fire, our earth, our air, and our
life. Are we getting it back?
We're elements. Yes, and this is why we're speaking it now. How do you see not to go back in the same with the blunt plantation and being a blunt to the plantation of thought? Open your mind. Mm-hmm. Don't keep it caught in. You got time. You a speck of light. You a sunra. So go on, shine. Shine bright.
You know, guys, that I say, we've been taught that there are fixed signs. I'm going to the zodiac real quick. We were taught that there are fixed signs and, you know, fixed. So if we believe that about ourselves, that we're fixed, then are we really growing? I love everybody, you guys, okay? I love everybody. And as far as my reflections, you know challenge me. But my thing is this. Do we really want to grow? Do we? Or do we really want to pick and choose? And I'm note to self. Note to self. Let me start there. Note to self. Do you really want to grow, Aru? Do you really want to grow? That's what, you know, and some I have to continuously check myself. And there are sacrifices that I do not want to let go of because, you know, I have it in my mind that this is me. I'm just thinking Mary J. Blige sung that song, this is me. But is the me supposed to be forever changing, right? I'm just thinking, was that even a spell that she sung about? You know, this is me, but this is me, you know, I just had an aha moment. And this is me, the me that we say that we are, possibly should be forever changing. You know what I'm saying? So if we are the same me that we were, you know, that we constructed for ourselves through our 20s, through our 30s, through our 40s, this is me and this is who I am, are we really growing? And there were parts of me, right? And there are still parts of me that I just don't want to let go of. But you know what? That's not growth. So, you know, I ask myself, do you really want to grow? And, you know, guys, I do. You know what I'm saying? So there are some things. There are some hard decisions. There are some, you know, there's some turns and, you know, that do not feel good, that I just absolutely do not want to do. But I know that I would have to do it because I've done it before. So I know that I can do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there are levels within ourselves that we know we can do stuff, but we just have to do it, you guys. You know, trying isn't doing. You know, we can try. You know what I'm saying? But is trying really doing? You know what I'm saying?
So, Eternal, I'm gonna go ahead and let you wrap up because we're gonna wrap up. I know you're trying to say something bigger. Oh no, there's somebody else. Okay, but yeah, guys, you know what I'm saying? Trying it and doing. So, you know, Eternal said something while he was speaking, and that, you know, we have dug our own grave. This is a collective. You know what I'm saying? Last week, Ralph Smart and Shadi, I forget his name, but they done a wonderful interview about karma. You know, go on Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters YouTube channel, and pull up the one on karma. You know what I'm saying? Karma, guys, we have dug our own grave, simple, collectively. So we got to bite the bullet or, you know, we eat the mud or however, you know what I'm saying? This is just what we have to go through collectively. I have been going to say everybody is on trial, okay? Not just R. Kelly, not just Bill Cosby, you know, all of that shit is just a distraction. Yo, motherfucking ass, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You
absolutely
are on trial. You know? Go ahead. You are on trial.
Well, that's everybody. It. No, I mean, your heart has to be light as a feather. I got my measurement, and it was great to get a measurement. It was great to go back into the embody of a Pisces who basically I made a connection to, and I felt that when we got into our connection, we were premature about it, and that can happen. Mm. Like, let the world know. But it's like most of us want to let the world know that we're happy, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, you're happy, huh? Let me show you how you're not happy.
Oh.
And then it starts showing down.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Where did that woman come from? And then I was like, wait a minute. I was happy a minute. What happened? How's it? And then I had to tell her I'm not happy. And then it was like, look, we got to separate. I mean, we got to actually separate. Like, we got to actually pull some parts away from ourselves to be separated. And so now we can come back to that. And this is why the Maroons became Maroons. This is why Moors didn't know the Maroons. And this is why the Maroons didn't know the Moors, even though they're the same. We started to get less and less to our points of saying, I won't hold her hand anymore because I don't want everybody to see that I'm holding her hand, because they see that I'm holding her hand, they're going to want my woman. And so now it can't just be one woman. I got to have all. I'm going to have yours, the one you're holding on to. We call it prima nocta. And that's why this state of status is important. How much are you really in tune yourself nationality-wise, woman, to say now, I'm going to keep my blood the way I need to keep it and not keep running around doing all this blood mixing and making out these what we call the albinos, and there's a reason for it, because we're looking at how we ignore it, our own ways of being pure to ourselves. We say we want the highest point. We done called it luxury, but now luxury calls us lazy, and now we're lazy by luxury. That's why Sarah Bartman ended up in that zoo, right, as an exhibition, but when she got all that money in her hand, she said, no, I want this money. So it was like, you've been hurt, you've been harmed, you've been hit, you've been thrown, rocks been thrown at you. Man, they demoralized you. Let's get you out of here. And she was like, nope, I'm going to stay. What the freak going on here? What the freak? You want to stay in this? You're getting beat down. You're getting demoralized. They're doing all kinds of stuff to you, woman, before they even go in and go. Next thing that you know, they're going to penetrate you. No. I think they're going to change. And instead, they said, all right, well, I mean, we had your back. We got your back. Well, we just going to have to walk out like that. And they walked out. Next thing you know, she got sold even to a deeper part of herself that she didn't know about. How about your victims are now being victimized? See, we call them clean up your possibles. Clean up everything possible and even nothing possible. Now even your possible has to be cleaned. But we don't look at what the possibilities are, especially when a man want to get with a woman. We don't see how the possibilities change from what possibilities are saying, oh, I could pay for this. I could demoralize her while I still get something out of this. I'm a prize fighter, so I do this all the time. I'm a boxer. I get in the ring, I beat down the animal, and I do my thing. So this is the cave mentality. A lot of us are starting to pick up on, from whether it's masculine and feminine or feminine and masculine. Where's the divinity in that? It's not there yet. So if one says, oh, I'm doing what I spoke, no, where you're catering at? See, you're catering everybody, but not us that we need to be catered by. How about you cater yourself even? See, we call it pamper, but it's not pamper when you cater yourself. They made the word pamper so you would never want to do it to yourself. And that was the whole reason why the head wrap got put on the head. So you had to get to a point where you, I got to just get noble again. That's why the nair, the mare, and the nair, that's the thing. They call it a horse. Then they called her a horse. Then they called even the goat or the cow a heifer because she don't have any animals that's coming out of her. A heifer. We went from a heifer to a horse. And now this is why we ignore the ancestors. We ignore the ancestors as how pure are they supposed to be when they're walking around here? How pure are you? How pure is the feminine, right, to his masculine? So now when the masculine shows itself, it's not acting like it's just demoralizing even the feminine. 1 second, please.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and wrap up, guys. So in our wrap-up, guys, thank you for listening. All of that, guys, a lot of great insight, a lot of great information, you know. Something that I also learned, guys, too, along the way and still learning, you know, if we feel some type of way or if we feel offended, you know what I'm saying, there's a lesson somewhere there for us to observe. So because everything is a teacher. I don't give a damn. Your reflection, we are all reflections. If we're in the same energy space, we are all reflections in some kind of way. No one should ever be better than no one. We all should be learning, you know what I'm saying, and growing with one another. I don't feel that anybody should be superior to anybody, you know. And although there are rankings, okay, there are rankings, there are people who are wise, you know, beyond light years, and all of that is to be respected. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, guys, I feel that a lot of times it's good to be in a mindset of equal ground. You know, therefore, that's why I call this the motivational classroom, because I saw in the spiritual cult that a lot of us, what we were doing was, you know, we were measuring up. You know, healing was a race. You know, I'm better than you because I have, you know, these many degrees or I have this many certificates. You know, I saw all of that shit, and I was like, you know what? Let's call this a classroom because I wanted to create a space to where we can all learn and grow together. I didn't want nobody to feel like they were, you know, sitting in the golden seat at the top of the mountain. I didn't want none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted us to all be naked and for us all to learn and grow together. So this is what Enhancing Awareness Radio is. This is what we represent here on this particular platform.
Now, look
guys.
At the word. The word naked was tainted to
mm-hmm.
us. The word naked is tainted to us because we're natural. We're natural when we take our clothes off. It's been naked because it's perverted. Mm. So now when we say naked, it sounds like a pervert. That's where Peter came from, Peter and Paul. Peter and Paul became the Peter to pull out his Peter, let everybody see it. Oh, I got a Peter now. Oh, look at him. He's a dick. He can pull out a dick whenever he wants to. Now when the dick is out, they say, oh, my gosh, it's a dick out. But then how many people are really attracted to the dick? See, it's an addict. Mm. For things that we're doing, right? So much that we're addictionary, and now you define that dick. I can do whatever I want to do because you're a dick, just like you're an ass or you're a pussy. This is why the hat is put on that, to capitalize, right, with one who does in a circus. See, this is still a point of a leg box. Got to learn who your tricksters are, right, because they'll hurt your heart or they'll give you back your heart. And they never took your heart in the first place. You just thought it did. That's how it ended up being a choice to all these things that we are doing. Once you walk through it, it's you. It's not you. It's not. It's you. Just like the shoe on your foot,
it's you.
Right?
It's
shoe. Come on now. These words been around you all the time. So it's not like it just popped up and it's like, oh, I didn't know it was there. No, that shoe been around you all the time. It's just, are you around it? And now, do you see yourself in it while you're around it? Your ego might be in the way. Unblock your ego from everything. Start seeing what's around you the whole time. The tree is looking at you right now. The tree is over you looking at you, and you're looking down to the tree every time you're stepping on. Matter of fact, I'm stepping on wood right now. It's panel. As a panel, I'm walking on. But I don't see neglection. If I don't, that's when I'm starting to neglect the fact that we're connected to the tree. the fact that the tree has tree limbs, the fact that it has fruit and it bears its fruit, and then there's this process that it has to do, processing these things. Unless we're walking around acting like I'm a prince, but not knowing how these things created itself so you can have your time to shine. Here you are, but now look at you, being a peasant. You ain't humble at all, even when you get it from the highest royalties. Here's your peasant ass coming out. That's your Uranus ass self. See, some of us are Don with the key. You're a donkey, ass. But when you put it on your shoulders, nobody want to be around you the whole time. See you later. We're good. We don't even need all that donkey ass stuff you like to throw out. So that's why not everybody wants to be around you. It's okay, though. Once you start to realize, okay, wait a minute, is it me stinking up the place or like, am I attracting people? Start to realize this is what self does with self. Yourself, point where you just don't even like yourself no more. You know, who else is listening to nobody? Ignoring yourself. You can't ignore yourself for so long. After a while, even you stink. You're going to have to clean up. Now, go on in that bath. Take a bath. Yeah, the bathroom. You got to go on in there. It's called bathroom. Baphomet. It's the whole word is in there. When you get in there, you got to get the bathe, bathing yourself. Be the ah and the bath. When the is there, that's Tahuti. We're learning how your destruction of neglect, abuse, and dysfunction starts to happen now. Come back to don't become neglect. Don't become dysfunction. Don't become abuse. And now when you realize these things, don't repeat the neglect. Don't repeat the dysfunction. Don't repeat the abuse to your children. If not, you created monsters in society, and you're expecting society to be any less than what they were doing to you. Then you see her, I can't breathe. They got on him. And now here comes your child. Okay, here comes your child. Here comes your child. Get him. Get him. Oh, don't do that to my child. My child is innocent. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, how innocent are you? I done seen pictures of where they showing us got our children with guns in their hands when they don't know nothing about Dr. Francis Cress Wilson talking about melanin. And they talking about, oh, I got guns. I'm shooting. I tote my guns. I'm a gunslinger. Bro, if you got a gun, I need you to go protect the whole neighborhood with that gun you got. But that's just your mouth running off like a gun. So now, oh, there's a dick. Everybody see a dick. Go run to it. You're attracted to a dick. But at the same time, you could be that cutoff part of the dick. You know, just a tool that's sitting there. You don't know what else. After the dick goes down, then what happens? Yep, back to the same old, same old. See, it takes gravity to have a dick to go up in the first place. That's erection. So if you can't even erect yourself, sit down. You ain't got enough erectile yet. You're just a small perverted in perversion of self. We ain't even identified with self yet. You a twig. When you got to need a branch to this. We supposed to be building.
It is.
What kind of building are we doing if we're doing this the artificial way of calling it insemination? This is why we went to that.
True.
This is why we say poly. Oh, I want to be poly. I want to go mess with extra women. How? You can't even identify yourself with what? Matter of fact, where you come from? Where you come from? Are you connected to what the woman is to be yourself? Now you want to do what? Bruh. Please, where's your manual and your guide? Your guidance to yourself. Start showing it. Start improving it. If it's wrong to you, go and reprove it. And see what's wrong in it, then improve it. Say, they said Stella had a groove back. But was it because he was black or that he was an artifact? See, when he had hair on his face, it might have showed him that he don't look young. But he looked young when she got him. And that made her sprung. But yet, that's all it's saying is going back to her younger youth. We already know how to get back to our younger youth side. It's called intelligence, mannerism. If we didn't, Tantra ain't nowhere in there. You've been westernized by Hollywood, and now you want a Hollywood, an artificial wood. Talking about, so I'm a real boy. Yeah, I wish you could. You can't even do what we do. That's artificial insemination you just got. You can't get this 33rd in the degree of energy because you got all the other stuff lesser than that, and you want that to agree with society. Go and have your child. See how natural your child ends up coming out. This is what's going on in your life right now. We got children coming out like star seeds, golden children, and now look at them, test tube babies. Is it my fault or is it your fault? Is it both of our faults as we keep creating? All I want is
both
a baby.
Both our faults.
Mm. All I want is a baby.
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you ready? Oh, maybe.
You know, we kicking and screaming. You know, we kicking and screaming, but are we going to really jump off the cliff? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we talk a lot. We talk mad. Okay, let me just say it straight up. We talk a lot of shit in this society. We talk a lot of shit about what the white man doing and what they going to do, waiting for him to change shit, waiting for him to possibly one day get better to one day, oh, let's have compassion for the people today. You know, that's just like that whole believing Jesus gonna come back, believing that one day they are gonna change and they are gonna do something better for us, when the reality is they are not. Never. It ain't happening. So once we, Jesus is not coming back to save your black ass, all right?
I went to not even because of this. Brother Asir Ducatiers, he brought it up and he said, who's really taking care of you? It's Moore's. Moore's been around you a long time ago. You just didn't see it. We talking about Mississippi River, Mississippi River. You arrived yourself from all the way to Hudson River, Ohio River. These are the twins of the Nile River. You've been in denial of yourself as you river yourself with these thoughts. So we talking about Moors have been around you, giving you chivalry a long time ago. Yet you got some of them, they ain't Moors. They're tawny Moors. They're tawnimos.
Mm.
And they're showing themselves even more than they used to. So now you have to be in charge of yourself, knowing what charge are you putting back to yourself. Is he a charger? Is he a bull charger? Or did he get the bull off of what he does, and that's why he's a bull starter? See, the bull starters are the BSers. When you get all that BS, you be like, oh, I didn't know it was a bunch of the, yeah, that right there. You don't follow through nothing. You can kind of go through like, hey, I'm going to get ready to do it. Oh, I ain't do it. So, all right. He has no harm in what he thinking he's doing. However, he harming everything he touches. And they say, you don't care. Evidently, we already know that. We can see him from way back. But instead, you went down and let him go and get on down there, chastise into the chestnut of your chest. And now you want something out of him. He don't have nothing for himself. And you want something out of that? This is why we're dealing with my eyes. Everyone is going to have to go through this. I don't care if you're young, you're old, you feel like you done got past it. You ain't get past it yet. It's right here in front of you the whole time. You thinking, oh, it only God got past it. I ain't got to worry about it. My sister ain't got to worry about my brother. No, you got them to worry about it too. I know you've seen movies like that. What was it, Bone Collector, I think it was called? When we had Denzel Washington, he falls in a hole, a manhole. He was like, yeah, I got rid of this negative energy. He's going to be with me. I got him trapped up in there. And then all of a sudden the manhole cover came off, and then somebody's going in there to find him. So he was like, damn it, don't look for me. Don't look for me. You know what's going to happen. As soon as they get down there, that spirit going to jump right on in them. This is how we are with our energies of that shoe. And we don't know how to use this shoe, so we're going to pass it on to the next person. Say, oh, they must need to know how to handle it better than me because I ain't doing such a good job. But, wow, this was in me doing a bad job. I'm going to destroy everything that's around me because this is what I can do with all my energy till I deplete myself. That's not smart at all. Where
you cannot
did
escape your
Alim Ndore come from? Alim Ndore is in charge of your Elegba energy. So you didn't even see this coming. So now you say, well, I guess the karma going to always be that I end up on hurting my leg, so I just walk out with my leg hurt. No. That's more like saying you lost your whole body, and now you don't get to come back. And you say, wait a minute, do I get to come? No. You done alleviated all the happiness that you could ever fulfill the earth. And now you deserve to come back? No, you don't. Matter of fact, if you ever come back, we're going to have you squashed the moment you come back into it. You could be a fly or a brooch that gets stuck in that little sticky pad, and now you're stuck for your miserable lives knowing that you're going to stick up there for the rest of your life, and this is where you're at. Because you started this. You started this in the beginning of yourself. You are energy. So how collective in your imagination are you using it? Do you abuse it while you're using it? Because we can say you're abusing it even while you're using it. That's called misuse. Abuse, back to dysfunction, back to neglect again. So how much are you a replication or are you an origination of yourself? That's why we have Moors who came around 1970s, even when you didn't think they were around, still around, helping you on the grounds. You call them Pueblo Indians. We didn't know the names of them. We had them in different names. There's so many different names. You know them as Wachita Moors. We didn't hear them as Jamasi. We got so many names. Sioux. Sioux. We hear this word all the time. And now they sue you for issues. We're connected by Mami Wata. Mami Wata is the Caribbean side that we don't know about. That's the Venus Hottentot that we don't know about. That's the 13th Zodiac that we don't know about. That's the yin and the yang, and now finally put together, because we heard it from El Malik Haj El Shabazz, to explain us what is this X being in the first place but the present, because we don't see a present of ourselves yet. So now, Shabazz, 13 yourself back together again. They had you cut your pieces off. Cut your pieces all the way down to where it was 14 pieces and there's just one left. It's up to you to energize yourself with that sensual side, not just the sexual side of self. And once you do that, now you're in the erect self. Now that's your building. That's how you restore her story. Otherwise, it's just a store in age and storage. You can put her on the shelf. I don't mean that it's going to be moving. It's just be statuous. I mean, it's stuck. We don't need her stuck. She's an icon. We done made it as a Statue of Liberty. We don't know it as everything. That's how we walking on this earth as divinity. Until we start doing that, that's what's missing in our memory. If you want to walk around with these brothers and call them brothers when they're connected to brothels, that's not a brother to me. I can't be a part of that. I'm not a part of that. I'm with the M-I-N and deity, not just M-E-N when you call it men. See, became ministrations, ministrations. And now we're the reason why periods are the way they are, hemorrhaging, bleeding, hysterectomy, examples of it. If we didn't know to change it and tell them, hey, don't do that. Hey, you can use this. Hey, matter of fact, there's some natural pads you could use. Think about these things you're doing. Is it the blood that you should be thinking about? Is it you should be eating blood? Or, you know, is it the food? Can I switch you up? We're going to get some stuff in here for you. You're the provider now. You used to think that she was. No, that's gone over. That time got delayed and switched over. Now you got to start doing the providing. And if she don't hear it, then this is why you're not with the right one that can show you provision after you show providing. See, when you provide something to someone, they'll give you harmony for it. But if you're getting harm on it, then that's not the right one that you need to give harmony towards. I'm not saying that you wasted your time. That's just letting you know, go on over here and do this other side. Because it's meant to be all the way Johnny Appleseed. Don't just put your seeds over here because you thought it was going to grow and not know that the seeds can go over here so it can still grow. That's how life. If you're doing it right, do it with the intellect, the highest you're given. I want this higher consciousness that I go around. And when I get to these children, I want them to see their highest consciousness when they come around. So now every time when we walk around, when they say you are 1,000 to 1, you're going to feel that and not just ignore that. Ashe. Ashe.
All right, y'all. We'll go ahead and end it there. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening to us. We're going to go ahead and leave you guys with two clips. One about death, one about death, guys, because we talked on some key points, one about death and one about words and spells, all right? So we're going to give you death, and then we're going to give you spells, and then, guys, we'll see you next time. Tomorrow, the invisible spell,
The invisible spell, we're going to talk about magic. There's a breakdown from Renee Hamilton I'm going to use talking about magic. And, yeah, magic and what is the invisible spell in your perspective? Which I'm going to talk about it, you guys, because I think we have this perception of what magic is, but just some interesting breakdowns. And then I got a clip for you guys, too, on that. So, yep. Ishan, did you have anything else, or is that your wrap-up?
That's it.
I mean, all
okay,
right.
All right. No. Since you got me out here. All right. So, I mean, really,
okay.
Your time is you, and you're the essence. If you look at time, time is emit. Once you create time, you create that X in it. That's why X is excellent. So to explain yourself is to go into your four pillars of yourself. Know the jed of self. When you lay down and you get back up, that's how you think of what you think of. So now it's about taat. How do you go from jed, the jed, right, as a pillar? Because they were calling it kep senuf.
What's going on?
Mwat. Senef. We got happy and we got haru. These are all the connections of your brain, your hemisphere. How do you put it back into one centralized point? How do you center yourself? Now, I might be speaking high-term technology to you right now, but at the same time, it's your knowledge. So it's up to you how your highest perception can get there, or you just be like, oh, I don't know what he's saying. I ain't going to go that far. This is your time right now. That's why we call it emit. So when you finally figure it out, you'll see how you center yourself. Sit back and center yourself enough to attract yourself to what keeps you in your, what we call it, the Akashic records, your memory. What helps you? The memo and Aerie, that's arise, Aerie. Know your ray energy. It's not just a Ra, it's a ray energy constantly. So ray and Ra, right, and rare as rarity. You might be rare as you think you are, but there is more to your rarity. Bring it out from the ray energy, right, feminine, and raw, masculine. Show how it works around you as a centering self. If not, this is where Snow White lost her so now white energy. That's where the chakras of seven chakras end up being, our self energy. So inert chi, your energy. You're a ka, what? Energy. So you use your ka, your spirit. That's why you call them this child. This now end up being a kid, ka. But if you use the ka in ID, you wouldn't call this child a kid anymore. You call it a chi in your child identity. Ashe.
All right, Black Science TV 111, Osaka 4, I'm back at y'all again. I'm getting a lot of calls pertaining to people who are losing so-called loved ones. What we must realize is that we don't come here to meet people, to be with these people forever. Whenever your so-called loved ones pass away, you have to understand that you are in a body that consists of cells. They don't call it cells for nothing. When a so-called loved one leaves the body, they are being released. This is their release date from whatever dimension that they are in. So they are being released from the cell, which is the vehicle, to go into another body of intelligence. This is all that is. We're not here for each other. And for the mere fact that we keep on mourning, whenever these so-called loved ones leave, we are actually causing these people to get stuck in between dimensions. We are causing them to be stuck in these other dimensions, which in the next life or in the body of intelligence, this will cause them to have a handicap. This will cause them to be handicapped. This will cause them to be stuck in between portals to the point where they cannot reincarnate into the computer that they need to download into, which is the body. We following the white man's tradition, not knowing that every time a loved one is to leave the body, that we are to celebrate. Because when you celebrate, you are raising the frequencies of that loved one which is on your mind. You are projecting with the frequencies that you are celebrating with to open certain portals and gates so that they can be released into other dimensions and worlds. They cannot occupy another body if you are fearful, if you are in your emotions. We have picked up on, a lot of people claim to be spiritual. How are you spiritual? And you say that we're not the body, but yet when you lose a so-called loved one, you're the first one to cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you must have balance and know the science of what they call death. When they gave you religion, they had to oppress the spirituality of those sciences. So therefore now, we are actually oppressing ourselves and throwing spells on ourselves. And we get sick because we don't know the unknown sciences that they have taken away from us, that they have extracted from our subconscious. Your DNA already has your release date in it. It's not your expiration date. It is your release date. You are here to download certain information to take it to another body from this dimension. You are not here to be with your so-called loved one forever. My queen already know. We already get that established. We're not here for each other. Because it's bigger than us. We are selfish beings. If only you knew that it's deeper than being just melanated people. We are a form of intellect traveling from one world to another to build a house so that our subconscious can live in it and furnish it with intelligence. Every time you learn something, wherever you go, even here on this third dimension that we call the matrix, you are furnishing the intelligence. It's the furnishings of your mind. Your mind is your real body. It's time to establish what we really are, not who we are. History don't have a goddamn thing to do with anything other than that with the people who created the history for an agenda to keep you locked down in that square. The science of death is just to be. When you study nature, nature don't know what emotions is. They don't know what death is. So therefore, they are actually evolving in higher states than the humans, or what we call humans. This is why I say we are out here doing things that is not beneficial to what we are really here for. We are here as individual species. We are here as individual computers to download our own individual spiritual intelligence. This body is a cell. You are locked up in the third dimension. That's why they call the cells in your body cells. But until you start to think proper, you will not be able to defeat that thing that they call death. Because think about it. Y'all think that we are being oppressed by something big. But really, it's something small. Words can oppress you. If y'all let the word God go in death out of your emotional computer, it will be over for them. Because your thoughts determine even the temperature of your environment. Your thoughts determine the climate change of your environment. You can stop winter from coming. You can stop summer from coming. You can stop fall from coming. Just by your emotions. This is why they have to control your emotions so that they can control the thermostat of the universe. So that they control the intelligence coming in from the ancestors, whether it be the moon, the sun, or the stars. Islam is not some damn Quran. The Quran is right out there, outside of your door, outside of your window. The sun, moon, and the stars. You worship a physical book, but the spiritual book is the real sun, moon, and the stars. Worship that. Communicate with that. You mean to tell me we can go to a white man's school for 4 years to study under his fucking agenda, but we can't take 4 years to study ourselves to master our own powers? We ignorant people. It ain't about running around screaming black power. Because the person who created the word black, he had no power and no control over the goddamn word. And for those who are in opposition to what I just said, and you think he do, then he got control over you. Because if you label yourself black, than the person who controlled the world black, controlled the world black, control you. See, it's easy for us to say we need something on a uniting level. We need numbers. You don't need numbers. You exist in many fragments. You're not just, you are individual, but as an individual, you have fragments of yourself that exist in many places, even inside of this body. You have fragments, you have beings, you have entities that is asleep in the form of DNA. And it's trying to awaken, but you keep on worshiping the agenda of the fucking European. He tell you that this is your history, then you go along with it. So now you shut down your capabilities to be able to connect to the higher mothers of the universe, because the universe distributes feminine energy. It's not masculine energy, because if the universe distributed masculine energy, then it wouldn't be able to produce. The universe is forever producing intelligence in the form of stars, suns, and moons. These are our ancestors. Our ancestors do not only exist in human form. They exist in many forms. But we don't acknowledge it. And it's not pseudo because we don't see it or we are not aware of it. It's just that you won't take the time to go deep down inside of you, which is your soul, to open up the real book. You don't have 33 books. You have 720 books. And these are not physical books. You have 720 degrees of different DNA inside of you that is revolving right now as we speak, that is in tune with certain planets coming into fruition, that is in your direct spiritual bloodline. And all you black power niggas running around here talking about stuff, we need to stick together. I'll never teach my son to be passive. I'll never teach my son that a black man would love him more than a fucking white man, because a black man would do worse to him than a fucking white man. And I ain't trying to make justification for that cracker. I teach my son, don't trust nobody. The only person to be emotional and so-called passive to is your queen. That's it. And then you still have to have certain limitations. But never be emotional. White people don't teach their kids to love black children. They teach them how to rule them. And you ought to teach your children the same thing. Because if you don't, then you are guilty of their fucking oppression. You are guilty of their oppression. Y'all running around black power, let's unite. Everybody ain't on the same damn frequency. How are we going to unite when you got one motherfucker being a Christian, another nigga a Muslim, another nigga a Moor, another nigga RBG, and you run around pumping your fists, marching with your damn flags, some old upgraded civil rights shit. Y'all niggas ain't ready for war. Because if you was, you would go to war right now. Whenever these women get shot down and children be shot down, you will go to war. Y'all niggas ain't ready for war. You talking. You want fucking publicity. Teach your kids not to be passive. I would never teach my son to be passive. Never. We scared of some damn death. Death don't exist. Why the fuck you crying over a goddamn physical body? They can't kill what you really are. They can't see what you really are, and they can't feel what you really are because they're not activated. All of this shit is set up by the government. Most of you niggas are fucking agents. Don't make me get back on my square. But I'm stepping out for a minute. Because we got the nerve to run around talking about some black power. Power exists in many fucking forms. Everybody have their own individual power. My power is not your power. And your power is not my power. Because when you give me your power, I can control your power. And when I give you my power, I can control your power. My people, don't allow these niggas to drag you into a gang to oppress you all over again. Because the white man got these agents in the community. And they got them saying black power louder than you. So with that much said, Black Science TV 111, Oseka 4. I'm out. Peace.
Peace. infinite water diving deep once again. We are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Secret spells of the English language. Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Are you a wordsmith? How good are you with words? I got 2 books on Amazon, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Secret spells of the English language. Now, when I was writing these 2 books, I learned a lot about the English language. Now, this has helped me become my greatest version in a tremendous way. We don't even realize that words are vibrations. When I realized this, I started to become more mindful of the words I was using. So, for instance, the word grammar comes from the word grimoire, which means book of spells. So when we send a child to school, what do they learn? They learn how to spell. Slow motion this side. So spelling, we're talking about magic here. We're talking about sorcery. We're talking about speaking things into existence. So, I'm nice. I had a teacher once who said, Ralph, don't say you're nice. And I'm like, why? She said, it's such an ordinary word. Come to find out that nice actually means ignorant or stupid. Don't worry about it. Okay, let's go back to the original Latin meaning of the word nice. Okay, nescius. Nes, negation. Cius, sire, knowing. A negation of knowing, meaning ignorant. Slow motion this side. Obviously, it has a new meaning now. But you see, how our subconscious mind works is that we create images from words. So the English language has many words with multiple meanings. Right? Right! Light, as in it's not that heavy, light, or sunlight, or light pigmentation. Dark, as in dark pigmentation. Dark, as in scary. Dark as in the night sky, kind of dark. Okay, which is which? Are you talking about a witch or which? Choosing, hard to choose, right? So I used to say good morning a lot. Good morning, but when you say good morning, you see, morning is a state of grief when someone has passed away. So every single day, so many of us, we're taking part in a ritual, which is a ritual which is against life. And I started to realize this, that's probably why so many people don't want to say good morning to me, right? And I don't want to say good morning to them, because it doesn't feel good, like afterwards. Good morning. Like, did someone die around here? I hope not. Awake. A party after a funeral. Awake, a party after a funeral. So a lot of the greetings we have as we rise, right, they have other hidden meanings. So I started to dive deeper and realize that it goes deeper than this, because when you have a script, okay, it means you are acting. So when I was watching the news one time, I realized they messed up a word and they said, oops, I've messed up the script. Huh? Is this like a movie set? Okay, so you start to realize even news is part of a script, it's part of acting. Then I was like a cast, okay? At the end of the film, you see the great cast, like hundreds of people. But a cast, we're talking about a spell. We're talking about magic here. Okay, so even movies, that's why they call it movie magic.
We're being cast into a spell. We can talk about a TV program. They call it a program because you are being programmed. Right? And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is really trippy right now. Let me change the channel. Whoa, channel! Right? A TV channel means you are channeling in information. The question is, where from? Then I said, okay, this is getting really trippy. Let me grab the remote control. Whoa. Remote control? I am being controlled remotely. Okay? So, words have hidden meanings. Right? A lot of the times we say weekdays, right, to earn a living. So you go through the whole week in a daze, earn the ashes of the dead, and you arrive at the weekend, which is the short end of the stick, through your undertakings, undertaker, right? So I started to really have a question mark. Even hello, if you reverse it, it's oh hell. So I started to realize this. Then I said, wait a minute. You aren't telling me I can't say, can I get a hello there? I'm going to say it, baby. Here's what I learned, okay? As a psychologist and how words affect the subconscious mind, this is what you got to know. That it's not what you say. It's the energy behind that matters. Slow motion this side. At the same time, words are super powerful because once again, if you go back even in early Europe, right, Britain, Shakespeare was a bard. He added like 1,000 new words to the English language. Okay, and at that time, not everybody could read and write. So bards had a power of sorcery to create words which only they understood. Okay, and writing was like, wow, you're a writer. It was a big thing. So words create images for the subconscious mind. But you've got to be careful of the double meanings and how you use your words. Like a lot of people say, oh, she's a pain in the neck. Ouch, now your neck starts hurting. Because it's a subconscious program, right? Words are the commands that govern the subconscious mind. Now, let's talk about the 7-Day Vegan Challenge for a second. What did I learn about words? Like, we think eating, okay, eating just has to do with putting food in your mouth, right? No. When we say really eating, we're talking about realizing you are not only what you eat, you are what you feed all your senses. And I learned this from the 7-Day Vegan Challenge. Yes, I got a load of kale in my mouth right now, but that's not only what I'm eating. You are eating through your eyes. In fact, that's where you take the majority of sunlight, light being energy, being food. What are you listening to? You're also consuming through your ears. Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. You're also consuming beautiful prana, baby. Beautiful chi. That is the life force energy. You stop breathing, you stop living. So, how do I empower myself with words? Instead of saying, good morning, because ain't nobody died around here, I'm saying, I'm rising. Good rising. Okay, and when we start to realize the power of your intention is everything, you can even say, if you want, good morning, but just say it with a bit of swagger, like, good morning, but you flipped it, you changed the energetic vibration, because a lot of people, when they say good morning, it's like, good morning, huh? So subconsciously, your mind translates that to somebody has passed away, because morning, your subconscious mind can't tell the difference unless it's in reference to something, right? So always change how you say a word. When people say, how are you? I don't say I'm fine, because fine, fearful, insecure,
neurotic, and emotional. You've never been fine in your life. Stop lying. I had to tell myself that. So I say, I'm evolving. Okay? I am evolving. I'm in the process of becoming my greatest version. I'm rising. So just remind yourself that words are vibrations. They hold power. Now, what are some of the words you know that are hidden, which nobody else knows about? Like the cat down the road wants to know. The cat down the road is like spill the beans, right? So just be aware of the words you use every single day. They hold power, and also how words have been used to control people, but also how you can use words to empower yourself, because ultimately, we are the architects of our own reality. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Have a beautiful day. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, getting high. Infinite. Diving deep. Again, stay well. Stay healthy. You! Yeah.